Should we not invite him on again? No. John Cooper, QC, QC editor, 25 Bedford Road. Rachel Cunliffe, writer and deputy editor of Reaction website. Thank you so much for being my fabulous Friday panel, reviewing the week's biggest news. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to welcome now, talking about woolly mammoths.
Delighted.
Woolly mammoths in handbags. It's John Holmes.
Perhaps Beyonce is incubating woolly mammoth in her. Instead of twins.
There's always that
possibility. Could be the possibility. That's where they've got to be grown somewhere.
I mean, this is it.
You know, and everything's a celebrity now.
Everything is a celebrity now, even you. What's going on in your show?
Not sure that's true. Well, it's Friday, so you know what happens. We take the haters' texts and the tweets, don't we, Julia Hartley Brewer? All the abuse we get over the on the tweets and on the texts and, you know, the things we should report to Twitter. But instead of doing that, we print it off and we give it to a man called Con. Okay, now he goes into the lift here in the building and reads them out loud as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Con Descending. He's off today.
I want you to know that Rachel, for the audience's benefit, Rachel did smile at that, but she decided not to laugh.
No, that's right. So that's rightly so. But yeah, he's off today. So the other producer, Cass, is going to do it. But as the lift travels upwards through the building, Cass ending.
Oh, you boom.
Thank you.
This is why is award-winning radio. It's not
this,
award-winning
This is why
radio.
People listen.
What was that de-extinction suggestion?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway... That's John Holmes
coming from
up.
A man who said the word mammophant a moment ago.
You're on very shaky ground.
I'm guilty, my lord.
I'm done for another day. So are you lot. Throw yourselves out of the studio. John Holmes is here after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Don't forget, of course, every weekday morning from 6, the wonderful Paul Ross with all your breakfast show needs. Do stay tuned. Have a fabulous Friday afternoon.
Hurry up.
I'm going to stay now. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tent driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease...
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Now, we have a long list of things to get through in today's meeting, so let's get started. We need someone to pick up the cakes for the cake sale.
I'll do it.
Sally, brilliant. And we need someone to drive to the florist for the...
Me? And why don't I pick up the school rabbit from the vet?
Aren't you scared of rabbits?
Well, it's time to face my fear. Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, on a Friday as well, no less, isn't it? At 1 o'clock, Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with Tony Blair-based news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Blair wades back into politics, Hatton Garden Raider behind Moor Heist, and Nurdles on most beaches.
Talk Radio.
Leave campaigners are accusing Tony Blair of being arrogant as he urges pro-Europeans to rise up against Brexit. The former Prime Minister says voters last June didn't know the true cost of leaving. He says senior government ministers have changed their stance so much since then, they've created a jumble of contradictions.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this bus, they're being driven. And as we pass each milestone, the landscape in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus is travelling.
But Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who campaigned to leave, says he has no right to comment.
This is the guy who would have taken our country into the euro with what would have been catastrophic consequences. This is the guy who dragooned the United Kingdom into the Iraq war with consequences foreign ministers are still trying to deal with.
One of the men who's in prison for his part in the Hatton Garden raid has admitted previously burgling a jeweller's. Daniel Jones tried to break into a safe containing millions of pounds worth of jewellery in 2010. A man who murdered a teenager in West Dunbartonshire has had his sentence reduced following an appeal. John Latham was jailed for life with a minimum of at least 27 years for killing Paige Doherty, but that's been cut to 23. A search of hundreds of beaches across the UK has found almost three quarters of them are littered with tiny plastic pellets. They're called nurdles and are used to make new plastic products, but they can escape into the environment and end up getting washed out to sea, damaging it. And Caroline Flack is moving from the small screen to the stage. The TV presenter is going to make her theatrical debut in the musical Crazy for You alongside Olivier-nominated Tom Chambers.
Nurdles.
You're a nurdle.
Your mum's a nurdle.
She's not.
What is a nurdle again?
It's a plastic pellet. A tiny what? One.
Why is it called a nurdle?
Why not? Things need names, John.
Okay.
You have a name.
You've got several in this office.
Excuse me.
Two of them are unbroadcastable. What's, by the way, Tony Blair's bus that you were talking about there?
He was talking about the bus I was.
Yeah, that's right. Is it the same bus, the Brexit, is it the same bus that had the cost of the NHS written on the side of it, or is it a different bus? Which bus is he on about?
Do you know what? I don't think it's a... I think it's a metaphorical bus.
A metaphorical bus. It's confusing, though, isn't it? Because a bus was an image of Brexit.
That's true.
And he's talking about a bus. Why didn't he just pick another form of transport? Because that would be fewer confusing, wouldn't it? Really?
Less.
To us all, if he'd picked another form of transport, like a... I don't know, name a form of transport.
A train.
There.
Well, they're quite controversial at
if
the moment,
could you...
They?
Could let's help out, right? Because I think that's confusing.
Yeah.
So, for your next news bulletin, right, could we take that clip of Tony Blair, but say get Ben Fletcher off the pre-recorded sport to record the word train, and we'll just drop that in over every time he says the word bus, just to make it fewer confusing. Is that okay?
Well, yeah, if you want it,
I think that will happen, John. I think that will help, to be honest. Anyway, thank you, Victoria, for the news.
I'm still going to do the weather.
Oh, yeah. Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it is.
Can you sing? Because you haven't done that for a while, and I miss it.
Can I sing the weather jingle? Mm-hmm. She's got the weather, she's called Victoria, she got the weather, called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Most places dry, cloudy and mild. The best of any sunshine in the north and east. Highs of 11 degrees.
Always end on a high.
I did.
I know. There's Ben now, speaking of Ben, and he's got the pre-recorded sport. Here it is.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger insists he's not planning on retiring, even if he does leave the club in the next couple of months. The 67-year-old's been in charge of the Gunners for over 20 years now, but has seen his position come under increased scrutiny following the 5-1 thrashing at Bayern Munich on Wednesday night.
No matter what happens, I will manage next season. Is it here or somewhere else? You know, that's absolutely for sure. You do not stay somewhere for 20 years and you walk out of a defeat like that and you whistle, you know.
Elsewhere today, Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino has suggested Harry Kane might be one of a few players rested against Fulham in the FA Cup on Sunday. That's after their 1-0 defeat in Ghent. Over on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 this weekend, there are 5 FA Cup 5th round commentaries. Nice. Finally, West Indies cricketer Marlon Samuels has been cleared to bowl against England next month after a second ban of his career for illegal action.
Come on, Ben.
But he's remodelled his off-spin, meaning he can return to bowling for the upcoming 50-over series with England. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben, with the pre-recorded sports there. And Victoria with the live news. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Friday, so let's do some programme thing.
Talk Radio.
It's a night of big stars and big offers on the red carpet. And here comes Damian Lewis in Billions, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. Oh, look, the biggest star of the night. A free 32-inch LG TV with any Sky TV bundle from £22 a month. Doesn't it look fabulous? And could it be? Yes, it's Sky Q, Sky's next-generation box. Oh, my. Check it out. Search Sky Bundles by the 9th of March. Sky, believe in better. £15 standard setup. New Sky TV customers only. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. 1 TB box provided. Direct debit. £5.50 delivery for TV. Minimum contract and terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I have, do have a cold. You can probably hear evidence of that. In July, Ellie with a Y.
I can't speak.
No, we know.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do to me, will it be through the art of kissing?
How high do they fly in the sky in Dubai in July?
Ellie Y.
You jingled when you came in here. Management there. The truth is I've got quite a bad cold.
I just want to give you a massage.
Me and five women.
In Dubai.
In July.
In the sky.
Seemingly without any kind of interaction or listening figures. Very ill.
Which one are you?
In the sky.
I just can't get my head around it. In Dubai.
In July.
No, I've got no animals from Austin. Who's saying it?
Hashtag cool goals.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio.
So then, as Tony Blair urges the people to rise up against Brexit, so we now rise to the occasion of your Friday, offering you, like with Brexit, something that all right-thinking people don't actually want, but here we are stuck with it anyway. Quite interesting that Tony Blair wants people to rise up, don't you? Last time he said something close to that, it was to sex up the Iraq dossier. And I think we all remember how that ended. Well, let's be honest, though. In Iraq, of course, Tony Blair's exit strategy was a shambles, wasn't it? So I'm not sure how he thinks he can convince us of his Brexit strategy. What it'll probably end up with is an all-out war between insurgent Remainers and rebel Brexiteers. As Tony Blair claims to have evidence that anyone who voted for Leave has got weapons of mass destruction and can deploy them at Europe within 45 minutes. Before toppling a giant statue of Nigel Farage. By the way, I just should add this to any critics today. Can I just tell you that despite how it appears on the surface, this show actually runs like a fine-tuned machine. I mean, I turn on the internet, I turn on the forums and Twitter, and I see the stories of chaos, 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 it says. So that show's chaos at 1 till 4 in the afternoons on the talk radio. It's chaos, they say. Well, I say no, fake news, fake news. This show is running like a fine-tuned machine. Furthermore, this programme has no connections to Moscow, fake news. We've never urinated on a prostitute's mattress, fake news. We're just getting started. This show has done more in its first year in office than any other show ever in history, ever. The problem, and here is the actual problem for you, when we came on air, we inherited a mess. I'll be honest with you, it's a mess. A mess of the previous show, that's what it is. Julia Hartley Brewer, she's left a mess. She messes. We have to clear it all up. Honestly, you're coming here to do our show from 1 o'clock, she's left right-wing rhetoric all over the place. The studio's littered with right-wing and pro-Brexit stances and Twitter spats with Lily Allen. And we've got to clear it all up. It's, like I said, we've inherited a mess. Five. We've also inherited some of Paul Ross's mess, but that's very different. That could honestly be seen as more of a dirty protest, really. Or a cry for help. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's Friday, the whatever of thing. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock, weekdays. I am John Holmes, and I think together we should have a look-see at what radio nerdles are littering today's broadcasting beach. Can you, by the way, can you tell I've still got a cold? I had a cold yesterday. Do I still sound like I've got a cold? Do I, a little bit?
When you do that, yeah.
Okay. Headline hijacks on the way. What that is, well, Donald Trump, of course, bellowing fake news yesterday at his anti-press conference again. We embrace the notion, as regular listeners will know. Fake news celebrated right here on the radio. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Victoria's mouth will open. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And it will say the news. In that news will be a made-up news lie. Fib, fabricate and fake your way in to Victoria's mouth. You won't be the first. Or the last. We were embracing the notion of fake news long before it was a thing. Here's the number to get your made-up news story to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
It's Friday. Start your message with the word with anything.
Yeah, any word you like. Ooh, whose is that mysterious voice? All revealed momentarily. So that's Headline Hijack. The lines are open for it now. You could become today's Headline Hijacker and have the privilege, and I'm going to use that word, of having Victoria speak your words badly and misreading the words, but they'll be there anyway. Okay. Lonely Lunch Club today as well, of course. Lonely Lunch Club. We do that every day as well. All you need to be doing is lunching alone. That is the only criteria. Get in touch with us if you are. Come on the radio, tell us why. Get a souvenir gift prize. There's an email for it. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's the only club that's less popular, fewer, than one with which a Canadian trapper would club a seal to death. That's how unpopular the club is. We have a diversity paper review for you this Friday. Our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz is on the way as well. All your reactions this afternoon. The big debate at 3 o'clock. Today's big stories analysed in depth via a strictly numbered syllable arrangement of Japanese short form verse. It's the news in haikus. There will be a week's worth of texts and tweets from the haters that we don't ignore or block or delete. We simply collect them. And ordinarily, we give them to paid intern Con to read out from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. However, paid intern Cornelius is off. So today, we've given them to Cass. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She will read them out as the lift goes upwards through the building in a feature we've decided to call Cassending. Yeah. Ah, wordplay, you fickle mistress. It's also Song Request Friday. Of course, it's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but we can't do that because of copyright reasons. So we bring you Song Request Friday. We also can't do music because it's not a music station, it's a speech station. So you can request speeches or talks as dedications to loved ones. Regular listeners will know that's what we do on a Friday. Think of it as a late Valentine's gift to somebody. If you've got a dedication to a loved one, nothing says I love you like US Congressman William Jennings Bryan's 1896 speech at the Democratic National Convention regarding bimetallism. Bimetallism. Do you write this script, Victoria? Plus, we'll bring you live music as well. Of course, on a Friday, we will drag a busker in off the streets. They will be performing live for you. Ginger Dave is not producing. Last night, he was at the, and I'm not kidding, the 2017 Fish Finger Awards. Fill your own joke in about students there. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Here she comes.
Yep.
Yeah. You know that song by Gorillaz that talks about sunshine in a bag? You know that? Like, Cass has got some sunshine in a bag, but a bag she's tied tightly at the top and then chucked into the canal like it were a puppy. Marta's in the background as well. Asprod. I don't know what she's doing. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. This is what it sounds like when news cries. Paid intern Cornelius, but often. Paid intern Cornelius is off, as previously intimated. However, the voice you heard earlier is that of regular work experience pundit Kieran. Hi, Kieran.
Good afternoon, John. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. You were here reviewing films last time.
Reviewing films last time.
But today, you promoted to
whatever
to
that...
To this? I'm really proud.
Yes. Are you gathered the folks? Are they all listening?
No, I actually haven't told my parents, just in case it goes really badly.
Okay.
So, but if it goes well, yeah. I'll have a listening party maybe over the weekend.
How exciting.
Bring your own wine.
There. Kieran's with us throughout the afternoon. We're going to start, as ever, with some music, because that links us to today's big story. All you have to do is figure out the day's big story from... It's not a quiz. From Play Along at Home. From the musical song I Now Play You. How does it link to today's big story when it's Blossoms and Blown Rose? Blossoms, it's called Blown Rose. It is a musical song. But why would I be playing a song called Blown Rose by Blossoms on a talk radio station after 1 o'clock in the afternoon to link to today's big story? Well, the reason is because it links to today's big story, but the thing is, how does it link to today's big story? That's... I can see you're itching to guess, Kieran.
Oh, I'm confused, man. Yeah, I'm confused.
So what you do is, it's a big news story.
Yeah.
And that song is production colour that leads us from...
Word association-wise.
Links us in.
Stream of consciousness.
If you like. Draws us into... So, you know, have a guess.
It's so Blown Rose.
By Blossoms.
By Blossoms. Yeah. So Blossoms and Roses, you find them in the garden.
All right, good.
So, and you need a spade in your garden.
Okay.
Donald Trump is spading out all his terrible nonsense at the moment. Is it about Donald Trump?
Spading out?
Like shoveling. Maybe shoveling his own grave or something.
No, it's not that.
Okay, so
no.
You need a shovel. You find things. There's weeds in the garden.
Weeds.
Is Alan Titchmarsh doing something that we don't know about?
Probably, but we don't know about that.
What else? So Blossom Rose. Rose is... So is it garden-based?
No.
Not garden-based at all.
You're really barking up the wrong garden-based tree there.
Not garden, but where else do you find... Well, you find a blossom in home base, don't you? Is it a home base associated story?
No.
B&Q?
No.
Anything to do with gardening shops?
Nothing. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's very simple. It's Blossoms and Blown Rose. The word rose is a bit like the word rise.
Oh.
And, of course, Tony Blair has told everybody to rise up.
Oh, I went completely the wrong way.
So Blossoms, Blown Rose.
Oh, I see. Oh, completely off in the wrong track for me.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, good. Good.
Anyway, so what we need now is to talk to somebody about this big story. So we're going to get Asprod Cass through the glass, whose job it is to book us a guest, of course. There she comes now.
Yep.
Could you get us, please, Tony Blair on the phone?
Are you kidding?
No. So, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, we'll talk to him next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
It's a song!
Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of Kazan.
I think that was... Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Start collecting today.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all 5 models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with the convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with the stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
BT's 10-day champion sale is now on. Get half-price BT Sport for 12 months with BT Broadband, so you won't have to miss Arsenal, Man City and Leicester in the UEFA Champions League, and top action from the Premier League, the Emirates FA Cup and the UEFA Europa League. Don't miss a second of the action. Sign up at bt.com/sale before midnight 23rd of February.
Price and content may change. New BT Sport customers 12-month term. Requires new BT broadband contract and ongoing renewal. Currently £7.50 a month from month 13. Pay direct debits. Exclusions and terms apply.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Delays through the roadworks in Cheshire on the southbound side of the M6. A breakdown blocks one lane around junction 18 for the A54 at Holmes Chapel. It's the inside lane of the three, which is closed. To Staffordshire, the westbound side of the M54, a lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 2 at Wolverhampton and 3 for Old Brighton and the A41. Inside lane closed there. And finally, to the coastbound side of the M2 in Kent, a lane closed due to a van which has overturned between 2 at Strood and 3 for the A229 at Chatham. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Can the new Ford Cougar please both head and heart? Its imposing appearance, the distinctive dual-bar grille, the sumptuous heated steering wheel, the luxurious Salerno leather seats, the of the door. And you get £500 off when you test drive any new Ford. Can you please both head and heart? It looks like you can. For more information, visit your nearest Ford dealership. Ford. Go further.
Test drive a new Ford vehicle between the 1st and 28th of February and save an extra £500, including VAT, off the on-the-road price of a new Ford vehicle contracted and registered between the 1st and 28th of February. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating dealers.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. That's why I said good afternoon. It'd be pointless to say anything else, wouldn't it? I'm John Holmes, and let's talk about today's big story. as we've been hearing in the news, Tony Blair has called for the people to rise up to begin the war against the imperial forces of Brexit. From his rebel base on the ice planet of Hoth, the former Prime Minister and dossier sexer-upper is urging his band of Remainers to attack Brexit, having stolen the plans to it and hidden them inside Gordon Brown, his droid. By all accounts, Brexit, a moon-sized weapon powerful enough to destroy Europe, has vulnerable exhaust vents. And if Tony Blair can pilot his Brexwing fighter close enough, he could fire a missile down Darth Farage's trenches to destroy Brexit and bring down the evil empire. Or something. On the line now to discuss what he's been saying is former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Good afternoon, Mr. Tony Blair.
Just a minute. I think you've got the wrong Blair. You've got the right Blair. This is Lionel Blair.
Ah. Right. Can you just hold the line once? Just hold the line a second, Lionel Blair.
Yes.
Just hold on a second. I'll just talk to the producer. Cass?
What?
I thought we were getting Tony Blair.
Well, I got you the... He wasn't available.
Right.
And he didn't want to speak to you. Nobody does.
Yeah.
You've got a better Blair.
I got the second best Marigold Blair.
good enough for me. All right, fine. We'll just go with it. On the phone now is Lionel Blair. Hello, Lionel Blair.
How are you?
I'm very well.
It's very funny because I had tea at Downing Street when Mr. Blair was there.
Was that confusing?
I had it with Cherie.
Oh.
And she came over to me and said, are you called Tony as much as he's called Lionel? And I said, no, I'm not.
Good anecdote. Let's go with it, right? Bear with me. So, if you were Prime Minister, right, Lionel Blair,
yes.
Right, how would you handle Brexit?
I think Mrs. May knows exactly what she's doing. I think it seems I'm not a Remainer.
Say that again for me?
I'm not a Remainer.
You're a Leaver.
I'm a Leaver.
Right, OK. So, in terms of the... What do you make of what Tony Blair has said today, then?
I don't listen or read anything about Tony Blair. I don't know whether he's the public's favourite Prime Minister, but he's certainly not mine.
Fine. Well, look, let's hope he's returned the favour and has been watching you... Because we mentioned, as casted there, the Marigold Hotel.
Yes.
Because you're currently in that on BBC One.
Absolutely, which was wonderful.
Yes, so for those that don't know, this is where it's sort of based on the Judi Dench film, but it's kind of you and, who's with you? Dennis Taylor's with you, Bill Oddie.
Amanda Barry.
Yeah.
So, Paul Nicholas, Bill Oddie, Miriam Stoppard.
Yep.
And Sheila Ferguson.
So what are you, of the 3 degrees, tell us about it. So it's in India, what are you doing there?
Well, it was a place to sort of encourage people in their later years if they would like to retire there.
Yes.
And see what it was like. Well, I've got to tell you, it was beautiful. When I first arrived, I thought it was horrible where we were. It was like, I hate saying the word that I said, so I'm not going to say it again. But it was a bit downbeat and everything. And I thought, oh God, where have we come to? What is this?
Mm.
But honestly, it was fabulous. And the people were just fantastic.
Yeah.
And the thing that was wonderful about it, there were Sikhs, Hindus, Muslims, Jews, Catholics, and they all got on. There wasn't a problem religious-wise anywhere.
What a harmonious picture you're painting.
Oh, and it was. It was just wonderful. And the places we went to, we were on the Arabian Sea, thank you very much. And it was just... At first, I didn't like it, and then I loved it, and loved it, and loved it.
That's good. Did you, you just told us that you were, you voted Leave, you're a Leaver. Would you advocate, because you like India so much, what about if Britain joined India? Again, like we used to do.
Well, where we were, it's a communist area.
Right.
Which I didn't know.
Oh.
But all I can say is that everybody got on so harmoniously well that you wouldn't know. The only thing is, it's a dry state, and you know, when you go to a restaurant, you can't order a drink.
Was that a problem?
Well, no, but except you'd like a glass of wine or something with a meal, you can't get that. And you have to go and order it secretly and all that. But the people are just so lovely. I can't tell you. Smiles, smiles, smiles.
When you when can we see it? It's on. Now, it's moved to BBC One, hasn't it?
Wednesday was the first one.
Yep.
There are three more to come out.
And are you? Did you sort of hold off because it was on BBC Two first, became a huge hit, and now you're on BBC One, Lionel?
What?
Now you're on BBC One with it.
I know.
Were you holding out for BBC One?
No, I wasn't. I mean, the company were that made it.
Fair enough. Look, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Lionel Blair.
And a pleasure talking to you. And just to say that if you want to go, make sure that you know where you're going, what's there, and everything. But if you stand the heat,
yep,
that's fine. But I quite like seasons, so I like summer, winter, autumn, spring. You don't get that there. It's always hot.
Any final word for Tony Blair if he's listening?
I don't know.
Fine. Lionel, thank you very much indeed. That is that's Lionel bloody Blair!
Lionel Blair!
Lionel Blair on the radio! Wow. On Talk Radio with us! Lionel Blair! I'd much rather have him than Tony Blair.
Completely.
Frankly. Listen to Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on Lionel Blair or his opinions on Brexit, or his opinions on India, or his opinions in general, then we'll take your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes, Kieran. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
That's right. Just after 1:30 then. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Tony Blair has been accused of insulting the intelligence of voters after calling on people to rise up against leaving the EU. The former Prime Minister says those who voted for Brexit without knowing all of the facts should have the chance to change their minds. Tory MP and Leave campaigner Ian Duncan Smith has this message for Mr. Blair.
You can't keep asking the British people again and again and again just to give you the right answer when you and a few of your elites actually want them to do that. The answer is get on with it. Make sure we get the best terms Theresa May is trying to do and stop keep harkening back to a better position that you think we should be in.
One of the men in jail over the Hatton Garden heist has admitted being involved in a previous raid. Danny Jones has pleaded guilty to trying to steal stones worth £1 million from a London shop, which made jewellery for Mark Clooney's wedding. Unilever has turned down what would have been the biggest ever takeover of a UK company. The firm, which owns brands including Persil, Marmite and Dove, declined an offer from Kraft Heinz. A man who murdered a teenager in West Dunbartonshire has had his sentence reduced following an appeal. John Leatham was jailed for life with a minimum of at least 27 years for killing Paige Doherty, but that's now been cut to 23. And Justin Bieber has been accused of headbutting a man and fighting two bartenders. The pop star is being investigated by police in LA following the reports from the early hours of Saturday morning. The weather most places dry, cloudy and mild, the best of any sunshine in the north and east with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour. More like 25.
If you, for your next news, by the way,
yeah,
want to clip up a little bit of Lionel Blair.
Yes, I mean, I was listening, yeah.
Because he was good on that. He was, you know, he had strong views on Brexit, didn't he, Lionel, there?
He did.
Oh, right, he was pensionist, that figures. But he to use a well-known Lionel Blair staff, and he gave us a clue. As to his opinions. But you could use that in your bulletin, because obviously you had a clip of Tony Blair.
Yes, that's right.
Earlier.
Yeah.
But we had an issue with the clip of Tony Blair.
We did.
So if you were listening for the news at 1 o'clock, we had a clip of Tony Blair talking about the notion of Britain rising up against Brexit. And it was he kept mentioning a bus, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
What was he saying? But we assumed it was a metaphorical bus.
Yes, that's what I presume, yeah. He's been accusing senior government ministers of changing their mind over Brexit so much that maybe, you know, it just shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So
he was saying that they're on the bus. But either way, I thought it was confusing because, of course, the bus became a symbol of Brexit, didn't it?
With the
NHS, £350 million.
Bus, yeah,
probably. So what we thought we'd do was to help us all, really, to understand it, because I think Blair picked the wrong metaphor, is change it.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to play that clip now to make it clearer to what he meant?
We've got it.
Have we?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Tony Blair speaking about Brexit.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this bus. They're being driven. And as we pass each milestone, the landscape in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus
is travelling.
There you go.
Much better.
Yeah,
I think.
You like that?
I've got another problem with it, though.
What?
Trains don't pass milestones. So can we change that to signal for the next... signal past at danger. That's a train
this
thing.
This is too much effort, John.
No, it's important. People need to understand. Brexit is complicated, and I think people need to understand. And we're helping
them. Brexit that. Means Brexit.
No, it means train. And so if we could change that milestone, I think then we're there. Then
so
we're done.
So what do we need to do now?
So we've, that's fine as it is, because we've changed bus to train.
Yeah.
And it's clearer because of the bus confusion. But the
word milestone.
Milestone. You don't pass a milestone on a train.
Yeah.
Because that's really a road thing.
So get rid of the milestone.
And change it to signal past at danger.
Signal past danger.
Yeah. And then I think Brexit is clear. Victoria there, deeply analysing the news for us here on Talk Radio. Thank you, Victoria, very much for that. She's also back in an hour with today's bonus news, which, of course, is mineral news.
No, it's not. It's animal news.
Again.
You were horrible.
Oh, here we go. Do you know about this, Kieran?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, so well, you know she does bonus news, right?
Oh, yes.
So, normally, it's animal, vegetable or mineral news.
Oh.
Right? That covers everything off.
It covers everything.
However,
really.
Because I mean, this is so ridiculous.
I know you are, John.
Just
you.
I mean, so Kieran.
You. Your actions are ridiculous.
Just because, Kieran. Right?
Just because.
On the other day, two weeks ago now.
It's quite far back,
yes,
isn't it?
But it was traumatizing.
During her news bulletin, as she was doing the news, I got some parcel tape.
He crept up behind me.
And I parcel taped her to the chair.
But
and then she tried to fight, but then it all got stuck in her hair.
Oh no!
And that wasn't my fault. And then the hair had to be cut to get there. But anyway, so she's taking issue with that, and now it turns out
it's
that
not okay.
We've got to do animal news.
The head of news is really annoyed with you for doing that.
Is she the head of animal news?
No.
Anyway, so that animal news is back today.
Great.
So,
can't wait for it.
I know, it's in and out.
It's
going to
be great.
You're going to have to.
I've got an audio treat for you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. A little tease. Right, fine. Thank you, Victoria. In the next bit of the programme, there'll be some headline hijacks, of course, and Lonely Lunch Club. And also today, don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. Now, that means you can make requests or dedications, just like they do on Radio 2, except we can't use music, but we can use speeches and talks. So if you've got a request or dedication, then do get in touch with us to let us know what it is. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
You're still better than Cornelius. So anything that you'd like requested or dedicated to somebody, a loved one maybe, a late Valentine's gift, as I say earlier, you know, nothing says I love you like US Congressman William Jennings Bryan's 1896 speech at the Democratic National Convention regarding bimetallism. So, you know, maybe that's one. But
a classic.
It is, isn't it, though?
It's a classic.
It's also a banging Friday anthem.
Oh, yes.
You know,
it's a pre-drinks anthem.
Yeah, it is.
Completely.
It's a speech you play before you go out of a night.
Absolutely.
You're in the mood. So that and Lonely Lunch Club on the way next. You listen to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing with Odeon and the Great Wall. The epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions. And you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own 7-night adventure of a lifetime. Including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall. The epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to 10 Second Moments. Tony, take it away.
Live, we're on air. I'm actually on the radio. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here goes. My darling Julie, will you marry...
Good things don't last forever. Get down to your nearest Toyota dealer to get 3 years free servicing when you buy any Toyota Auris or Toyota RAV4, on top of other great offers. Only at the Love Toyota event between the 10th and the 19th of February. Search Toyota for more information. Toyota, always a better way. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required, subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some interesting stories about what McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from. Are they really a delicate combination of everything from beaks to tree bark? Or the result of years of experimenting with top secret alien chickens found on a crashed UFO in Area 51? No, they're not. Sorry. Chicken McNuggets are actually made from 100% chicken breast meat, and the chickens aren't 10 feet tall, able to yodel in B-flat or pink and orange striped either. They're just chickens. If you want to try a McNugget, they're served after 10:30 a.m. And if you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking.
So I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach Year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Let's be anything but beige. Because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 on absolutely all paint. That's all brands, all types, all colours, all the way up to the 21st of February. Wix, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still problems on the coastbound side of the M2 through Kent. A lane closed due to recovery work of a van which has overturned between 2 at Stroud and 3 for Chatham and the A229. Westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire, a lane closed, long delays due to an accident between 11 at Reading and junction 12 for the A4. And finally, the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, long queues, it's following a spillage. All lanes now open around junction 19 at Knutsford, but queues back towards 17 at Sandbach. I'm Stephen Beach.
Can the new Ford Fiesta ST line please both head and heart? Its dynamic full-body styling, the striking silhouette, the double-stitch interior finish, the eye-catching honeycomb grille, the of the door. And you get £500 off when you test drive any new Ford. Can you please both head and heart? It looks like you can. For more information, visit your nearest Ford dealership. Ford. Go further.
Test drive a new Ford vehicle between the 1st and 28th of February and save an extra £500, including VAT, off the on-the-road price of a new Ford vehicle. Contracted and registered between the 1st and 28th of February. Excludes Car Plus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating dealers.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Friday afternoon. It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. I am John Holmes. Earlier on, of course, Lionel Blair on the programme. We wanted Tony Blair. We tried to book Tony Blair. I've got a transcript of how that call went when Cass phoned Tony Blair's office. The reply was, who is John Holmes and what is Talk Radio? So she went for the second best Marigold Blair, which is, of course, Lionel Blair, who came on the telephone to talk us through Brexit. So that helped. So a lot of reactions coming in for this, I think, Kieran. What are people saying about the...
Somebody's texted in asking, does Lionel Blair know where the WMD are? That's from an A. Campbell in London.
Oh, I should have asked him that.
Could have helped out a lot.
Could have given us a clue.
Yes. Somebody has also just
joke again.
Somebody also has just texted in saying Lionel Blair is a war criminal.
Thank you. Right, if you've got an opinion, 8722.
Start the message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start the message with anything you like.
Now, what we're learning is that the news, such as it is, I know you've probably seen a lot of it recently. I mean, Tony Blair certainly in the news today. There's a world conference on global security issues just beginning, of course. Donald Trump has gone seemingly mad on live television. The news is quite complicated, isn't it? I don't know whether you...
I just can't get my head around it, John.
No, Kieran, I know. Well done, you got that right.
Thank you.
So, many people can't, and we are here to help, you see, because what we do is we take the news each day and we analyse it in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus, except... Stop it. Except, of course... It isn't today because Cornelius is off. He's off. That's why you're here, Kieran.
Yeah.
But what we've got as of yesterday is Cass, who is a resident gobby northern witch, and she reads the haikus out while he's off in her accent, which can only be described as unintelligible northern. She's from Hull. So what we do present is the news in Hull coos.
Blair says Brexit, miss. Led voters, so just like when he went to war then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Political. Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah.
The news in whole coos. Of course, if you didn't understand any of the words in there because they were spoken by Cass, and she is from Hull, then do press the red button on the front of your radio. Of course, it will provide you with subtitles. Now, it's time to do today's headline hijack. Just before we meet today's Lonely Lunch. It works very much like this. At 2 o'clock, not far away now, there will be the news. Victoria will say it out loud. But within it, too, there will be a made-up news lie. Now, this is fake news, yes, writ large. We celebrate it. We were doing it long before Donald Trump was a thing. It's or fake news was even a thing.
You're a pioneer.
Thank you, Kieran. That's exactly right. Ahead of the curve.
Completely.
You would say. So this is where fake news occurs. You get to supply it. You get it broadcast on the radio as fact. It's Headline Hijack. Will you be today's Headline Hijacker? Let's find out who's sending what in. Kieran, what's come in so far?
Richard from Nottingham says Danny Dyer has denied claims he has been put on leave from EastEnders because of a drinking problem. The 39-year-old actor has revealed he is due to pursue his lifelong dream of joining the Royal Opera and is focusing all of his time on singing lessons.
That would be interesting. Danny Dyer in the Royal Opera. I would quite like to see that. That would, I don't know what that would involve.
The 40 a day will really do some beautiful things to his voice.
Nessun Dormer! Nessun Dormer! Too pure, O Principessa! Nella to a Fred Astenza! Nessun Dormer! Probably like that.
Pretty much.
I'd like to see him do Madame Butterfly as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Danny Dyer. I think everyone would go and see Danny Dyer in Madame Butterfly. That would be a...
Just with a Stella in his hand for the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm Danny Dyer. One beautiful day, we'll see a plume of smoke on the far edge of the sea. And then a boat will appear and a white ship will come to the port and sound its horn. Do you see it? He is coming. I won't go down to meet him, not I. I'll wait here on the hill, and I'll wait a long time. Who will it be? He'll call out, Butterfly, from far away. But I won't answer. I'll hide, and just to tease him a little, to save myself from dying at our first meeting, and he, a little troubled, will call out, My dear little wife, sweet Verbena Blossom, the names he called me when we first met. All this will happen, I promise you. Don't worry, I'm very sure that he will come. Danny Dyer there in Madame Butterfly.
An amazing repertoire of opera knowledge.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was really great.
That was Madame Butterfly, huh?
That's what you get when you get a season ticket for the ENO.
That's right. Anything else come in?
Jenny from Wapping has said that with scientists being close to bringing back the woolly mammoth, a Chinese company has broken ground on a new theme park based on the popular 1993 film Jurassic Park. They intend to enlist the help of the scientists in order to bring back a range of dinosaurs. It is expected to be completed in 2020 and has a waiting list for tickets already at 5 million people.
Thank you very much indeed. Headline hijack. The lines remain open for the next 10 minutes. Those numbers are this. 8. There's an 8, there's a 7. There's a 2 and a 2 and a 2. It's 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Would you like to tell us how much it costs as well?
I'm going to say 25p.
You're bang on.
Bang on.
Plus your...
standard network charge.
That's right. And, of course, you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Any word you like.
Slightly, any word you like. Right, shall we meet today's Lonely Lunch? Or I think it's time to do so.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, Lonely Lunch Club here on the radio on a weekday afternoon. Those who are lunching alone, the Lonely's What Lunch, are inducted herein into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. That is how it works. The only criteria is that you must be lunching alone. You could be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, details of which anon. So let's find out who's coming in to the Tupperware Hall of Despair today. It's called Henry. He's on the phone. Hello, Henry.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Henry. Well, actually, no, do you know, Henry, I'll be honest with you, I know that was a sort of polite bit of exchange, polite banter there between us, wasn't it? But I'll be honest with you, I've got a bit of a cold, Henry.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry to hear about that.
I know. But it's all right. Yeah. I've come into work because I'm a brave little soldier, Henry. I'm a trooper. And I've come into work.
I'd take a week off and go to Tenerife if I were you.
That's a very good idea. Good advice from Henry. Thanks. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Henry. I hope you don't catch a cold by talking to me on the radio. Where are you, Henry? What do you do?
I am an education partnerships manager for Work Ready Graduates, who are a startup educational training company. So I just have to name drop a little bit. But I work in Amersham, which is Zone 9 of London, which I didn't know actually existed.
Right.
Until I got the job.
It does sound like we're a national radio station, but for those that know London, Zone 9, that's a long way out, isn't it?
I know, in the morning, we're the people, there's about six of us, and we're all going in the other way while everyone comes into London, so it's a kind of sort of a depressing sight.
Although that must make commuting quite good, if you live in London, to go out of London. So you're travelling
there's a distinct lack of chit-chat, and especially once you've already sat next to somebody and made that weird kind of introduction, and then they thought, I'm not going to talk to you for the rest of your career journey to Amersham, you know.
Are you one of those transport talkers?
I am. I just like a bit of a chit-chat in the morning, but, you know, ironically, I'm not really a morning person,
I mean, it's a good job. It's a good job you're travelling the way you are, because in some ways, if you were going the other way, you would be the most hated man in commuting. I think, because nobody wants to talk.
I agree.
Why are you lunching alone, Henry? We've got to ask you that. Why?
Well, I obviously work as education partnerships, but again, the irony there is, I'm not the best with people. I don't really like people as much. So, you know, after talking to them all for a day, it's lovely, and we have our chit-chat and our meetings, but then, you know, I end up talking a bit too much.
Well, it sounds to me like the lonely lunchtime is terrible for you, because, you know, you're obviously, and put it politely, a gobby man. So, I'm glad we can help. That's the point of the Lonely Lunch Club, is, you know, we take those that lunch alone, and we make their lunchtime fewer lonely by indulging in idle chit-chat.
Lovely.
So, the other question we have to ask, of course, is what are you having for lunch? Have you had your lunch? What foodstuffs?
It's another distressing sight, really. I mean, sadly, for the past about a year, I've had the same lunch. I'm one of those people that gets a bit into their food and then never stops.
Okay.
So I have hummus, avocado, and bread.
You've had avocado and bread for lunch every day for a year.
Yeah, it's turning a bit. I mean, not on the weekends. You know, living it.
Oh no! I mean, that'd be crazy.
But I'm a bit of an avocado fan.
Well, that makes you a bit hipster, doesn't it? Because that, smashed avocado on artisan bread. Oh,
so
sourdough. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it does.
No wonder no one wants to talk to you, Henry, you ponce.
They're sick of my lunch choices.
Good. Well, look, I'm glad we've been able to help slightly. Now, what you'll hear now, okay, this is what's going to happen now. Because you are now in our Lonely Lunch Club. You're going to hear some awful music, and over the awful music, when it starts, you will hear a list, a lineup, if you will, of gift prizes. One of them can be yours. If you listen carefully, you get to choose one at the end, and we will send it to you. That is a souvenir of your time spent with us. Okay. So here comes the terrible music right now. And there will be now a list of prizes with a short description from Kieran. Mm-hmm. Ears down, here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Be the 36th most popular person amongst your friendship group with this mug from Britain's 36th most popular radio station.
Out of a possible 42.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
No haikus from me, but you do get a screenshot of the Google search I did this morning asking what a haiku is.
A Talk Sport mug.
Not being a fan of sport, I can only assume that David Beckham, David Seaman and Michael Owen are all busy rehearsing for this week's big England game.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Like me, you can own this fabulous book, but also like me, you cannot read it due to general busyness.
That's my book that I wrote that came out at the end of last year. It's available on Amazon. It's a masterclass of comedy writing, poignant and charming, the Press Association. No one's read it.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Over on TalkSport 2 now, Shakespearean actor Simon Callow continues his dramatic reading of David Beckham's leaked emails.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Despite presenting a show with Colin Murray for years, when I offered one of these calendars to Edith Bowman downstairs, she started crying, leading me to believe that Edith Bowman hates Colin Murray.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Despite being a colander, it still has fewer holes in it than Paul Nuttall's Hillsborough story.
Very good. Those are your range of prizes. We wanted a calendar. There was a typo in the email. We ended up with a colander. That's why that's there. Anyway, so out of those, Henry are travelling the wrong way on a train with a mouthful of avocado, which is the only thing that shuts him up. What out of those would you like?
I think I'd really appreciate the Colin Murray. Is it? I was going to say colander. Oh my god,
Colin Murray colander. That's not one of those.
I'll have a hybrid prize. A Colin Murray calendar, please.
Right, it's 2016. We've got a skip full of them. They threw them in the skip when he left, and we fished them out. One of them is on its way to you, Henry. Thank you very much indeed.
Fantastic.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Henry there, look in the Lonely Lunch Club. Now, Henry is the latest member. If you would like to join us on the telephone to join the Lonely Lunch Club, all you have to do is email to signal your interest. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is all you have to do. And be lunching alone. Come on the radio and tell us why. Okay. Headline hijack then. For we are moments away from the 2 o'clock news, which will contain a made-up news story, a news lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. But we need a winner. So Kieran has the details. Who's got their story in the name, please, if you will?
The story
just
has...
Just a name. The just name. The name.
The name is Mary from Wapping.
Mary's in Wapping. Wapping Mary, we'll call her. Oh, that's just rude. We'll call her Mary from Wapping. Unless she's fat, in which case...
That's fair.
But we just don't know. Anyway, so, Mary, well done. You are today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, then, coming your way, I think, I'm right in saying, it's the Diversity Paper Review today. Going through the newspapers, one of our diversities. Of course, it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting because we have a different diversity doing it each day. Today, Matt is in and he represents the Jewish community.
Boy.
There's also the big debate at three, the news in haikus. Live music in the last half an hour of the programme as we drag a busker in off the street. And we take all of the texts and tweets that we've got from the haters, because the haters are going to hate. And today we're giving them to Asprod Cass, who will be reading them out live from the lift as it travels upwards through the building in a feature we're calling Cass Ending. So you've still got time to get your abuse to us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
As long as it's abuse. Or you can abuse and hate me personally at John Holmes 1. All on the way this afternoon. It's Talk Radio Friday. I am John Holmes, and now Chloe will press a button to make the adverts happen.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Van Buster, now on! Quickstep and Dante laminate flooring was £14.25, now just £10 per square metre. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me.
This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Blair on Brexit, Unilever reject takeover, and hockey's golden couple honoured.
Talk Radio.
Eurosceptics have criticised Tony Blair after he urged pro-EU supporters to rise up against Brexit. The former Prime Minister says voters chose to leave the European Union based on imperfect knowledge, and he reckons they have the right to change their minds. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who campaigned to leave, has dismissed the remarks.
I respectfully say to Tony Blair, those who call on the British people to rise up against Brexit, I urge the British people to rise up and turn off the TV next time Blair comes on with his condescending campaign.
One of the ringleaders behind the Hutton Garden raid is admitted trying to steal £1 million worth of gems from a jeweller's 5 years earlier. 59-year-old Daniel Jones is currently serving a prison term for his role in the infamous heist in 2015. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says he's now admitted being involved in an attempt to break into a safe at a shop on London's Old Bond Street in 2010.
A rather upmarket jeweller's responsible for, among other things, making the wedding earrings for the human rights lawyer Amal Clooney for her wedding to George Clooney a couple of years ago.
A murder investigation is underway following the death of a woman who was knocked to the floor by six men inside her own home. Police say one of them held her down while they stole cash and jewellery from the property in Milton Keynes. She died last Saturday, almost a fortnight after it happened. Unilever has rejected a proposed mega merger with global food firm Kraft Heinz. It would have been the biggest ever takeover of a UK company. The two firms have a combined value of more than £180 billion. And hockey's Olympic golden couple say receiving their honours at Buckingham Palace is the stuff that dreams are made of. Former GB captain Kate Richardson-Walsh and her wife Helen have received an OBE and an MBE respectively.
Was that the end of the news?
Yes, John.
Oh. I missed it. What was it about?
Blair.
Yep.
Hatton Garden heist, murder, Unilever jet takeover, and hockey's golden girls get their honours.
Great. You could have just said that, and then we didn't need a wasted couple of minutes on it. You could have just...
Well, John, you know what? If I'd have just done that, you'd make me come back in about half an hour's time and speak for even longer.
With
about...
animal news.
Yeah. There we go.
Bonus news. Would you prefer, be honest, Victoria, would you prefer to just do animal news all the time rather than Blair, Brexit, murder, Hatton Garden, hockey?
One more.
I can't remember what it was.
Oh, you fail the end of the news quiz.
Unilever.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, would you prefer to do animal news to all of that? Because we could flip it. You could just come in and say six words to sum up the day's news there. And then at 2:30, you do animal news for 10 minutes.
I don't want to get in any more trouble with the head of news, to be honest.
Yeah, you are in a lot of trouble, aren't you? Mm. That's true. Have you been thrown out of a meeting yet this week?
It's not happened for like a month. So,
Kieran Victoria's thrown out of a meeting because of her attitude.
Because of your attitude? What was wrong with it?
It wasn't up to scratch. Were you there, Matt?
It was awkward for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I like that we brought it to air.
Not for the first time.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you.
I've got to do the weather.
Oh.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places dry, cloudy and mild. The best of any sunshine in the north and east. Highs of 11 degrees.
Always end on a high.
You always say that. Well, not always. It's a recent thing and I don't like it. Oh, FYI.
Okay. FYI.
For your information, John. I don't like it.
Attitude.
Should I get thrown out the studio now? it's not the first time that's happened.
No, it isn't. You're right. And now here is Ben. I like his attitude. He's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says he's not thinking about retirement yet, even if he does leave Arsenal in the next couple of months. The 67-year-old says he'll make a decision on his future in the spring. He's come under increasing pressure since Wednesday's 5-1 Champions League defeat at Bayern Munich. Wenger, who's been at the club since 1996, says he'll do what he thinks is right.
The rest is judgment and judgment. I'm in a public job and I have to accept that.
Did you say to anyone this week that you will decide your future in March or April?
Yes.
Will it be March or April?
If I said March or April, it is because I didn't know.
Elsewhere today, Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri is happy to admit he'll make 11 changes for tomorrow's FA Cup game at Millwall. Ranieri says he cares about the Premier League more than anything else. There are five FA Cup fifth-round commentaries on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 this weekend. And Gareth Bale set to make his first appearance since November. The Wales international has been named in the Real Madrid squad to face Espanyol, and after recovering from ankle surgery. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following Harrison Ford's second near miss in his plane, it's been decided by the Federal Aviation Administration that any pilots over the age of 60 will have to retake their test every 6 months. Anyone that fails will have to hand over their pilot's licence.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. By the way, earlier on, when we were talking about Tony Blair, who has said the will of the people should prevail. The people voted without knowledge of the terms of Brexit, of course. And he was he's urged the people to rise up.
He has.
That's the quote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Against Brexit. Obviously, Ian Duncan Smith has come out and basically said he's an idiot.
And Boris Johnson.
Has said much the same. Yep. And so what we heard earlier was a clip of Tony Blair, but it got confusing because if you remember, Tony Blair was talking about... have we got the original clip or have we just got the...
Yes, it's in my 1 o'clock bulletin, if Chloe can go
okay,
up.
So if we find the original clip of Tony Blair, because then I'll explain, we'll play it, but then I'll explain why it's confusing, if that makes it kind of weird. Right, okay, so this is Tony Blair originally speaking earlier in Victoria's News.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this bus, they're being driven. And as we pass each milestone, the landscape in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus is travelling.
Now, my problem with that is used a bus metaphor.
Yeah.
But because there was a bus at the centre of Brexit, it's confusing, isn't it? Because what he's done, he's picked a symbol of Brexit, which had a lie on the side of it, an alternative fact, if you will, about the NHS and £350 million a year. And he's gone with the bus. So what we did earlier, just to make it easier to understand, because Brexit means Brexit, but does Brexit mean bus? I don't know. So to make it easier to understand, we've changed the metaphor for the bus to a train because it made more sense. But then we realised that he mentioned a milestone, but you don't get milestones on train tracks, do you? So we had to change that as well because that was still confusing. Is this making sense? I think I'm making it simpler. So now... this is what Tony Blair should have said. We've helped.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this
train.
Bus. They're being driven. And as we pass each milestone...
Signal past a danger.
The landscape in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus
train is travelling.
See?
Now...
If seamless.
If that doesn't help explain Brexit to everybody, then I don't know what does.
But I've just had a thought.
Oh.
Maybe he chose bus deliberately because the whole statement about the NHS on the bus proved to be inaccurate.
Yeah.
And he's saying all the facts have changed. Maybe he did it deliberately because that sums up what he's seeing as the situation.
No.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No. I've got another issue with it, actually.
Oh, man, what?
Right,
what
so,
now?
Well, you know he said the landscape goes past.
Yeah.
That is true of a train, but it's not the full... But it can also go past on a bus. So it needs something in there that you can only go past on a train. So I think he's got to say...
Like what?
Upper crust baguette shop. Because, you know, in a state, when you go into a station, you see those upper crust baguette shops.
You do, and you don't see them anywhere else, really, do you?
My point precisely, a bus doesn't go past them. So could you redo it for the next bulletin, where he says, instead of the word landscape, it's upper crust baguette shop.
So get rid of landscape and put in upper crust baguette shop.
And then I think we're there.
Okay,
and then I think
will
that's Brexit.
I'll ask Ben.
Explain.
Yeah.
To record that. Thanks, Victoria. They're very helpful.
It's all right.
Victoria there with the news. Now, in a moment, it's time for today's diversity paper review. But first, this message.
Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, 11 minutes past 2 o'clock. And yes, it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Anybody fortunate enough, and I use that term erroneously, to listen to this programme each and every day will know that we bring you a paper review. Well, so does every other programme, except not like us, because what we do is we get the papers reviewed by a different diversity in here each day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Matt, who is a...
I'm Jewish.
He's been looking at the papers with his Jewish eyes. What have you found, Matt, today? What are we talking about?
So much! There's a plethora of papers to have been gone through.
Excellent.
And I'm going to indulge you with a few of those delightful stories now.
Please, please do.
I'm going to start off with quite a millennial story.
Oh, yeah.
That's for young people. So Kieran will understand.
Oh, I'm already there.
Exactly.
I'm already there.
John, if you need any kind of... If you can't get your head around it, let me know.
I will.
I'll translate.
Yes. If there's a hashtag, I'm with you.
So you were married with children, and you've not been on a date for a long time, I imagine.
Correct.
But when you were going dating,
yes.
Kieran, I don't know if you are dating anyone at the moment, but I imagine that you don't necessarily take a friend with you.
It depends what sort of party you're going to, I suppose, but go on.
Well, dinner's a nice first date.
Okay, fine.
Or a drink.
All right.
And so one person has gone to Twitter for their first date that they went for a nice meal with.
Yeah.
And they get a text from a friend saying, why aren't you eating your food?
Yes.
Which is obviously a little bit complex, as why would they know what they're eating or not? And the response, they responded saying, why? To be told that they were sitting behind them in disguise.
What?
Which I thought is A, very supportive, but also a little bit creepy.
But without permission.
Without permission.
So that someone had followed their friend on a date.
I imagine that they discussed the date in advance.
Yes.
And the female going on the date,
yeah.
Who was named is Dawn Swin.
Dawn Swin?
Dawn, something along those lines.
Okay. Is that a typo?
Well, I'm only literally copy and pasting the article,
okay,
so it's definitely not a typo.
All right, good.
And they've obviously told their friend where they're going, and the friend has turned up on the date to offer support.
Right. What paper's this in?
This was The Mirror,
the
I
Mirror.
Believe. But it's made all the headlines.
Yes. Of course it has.
Of The Sun, The yeah. Star, The Mirror. I've done this before, I'll be honest.
You've stalked a date.
It was at uni. My housemate Ollie went on a date, and he would take all his dates to Nando's for a first day, because that's the classy guy that he is.
Isn't it? Nothing says I love you like a peri-peri chicken.
Exactly. Like a spicy wrap.
Yeah, like a spicy cockerel.
And we always knew the same Nando's that he went to. There was one in particular, and at uni, the rest of us in our house, we followed. And we met him there, and we had our own meal.
Yes.
He was not put off by this.
Okay.
Because we gave a lift back to him and the date to our house.
Wow.
It was a very successful date.
Yeah. Was that because you were there? I mean, was his dating successful as a rule, or did it go better because you were all there? What I'm saying is, were you like an aphrodisiac?
She saw me.
Yeah.
And when she saw me, she thought, well, I can't have him, but I can have Ollie. So
yeah. Yeah.
I think that must have been what happened.
I mean, it's a bit... Kieran, where do you stand on this? Would you date stalk?
Probably not. I would go to a Nando's though, if a Nando's is on the table.
Same with Nando's a lot. Does this mean we get a legendary Nando's black card for saying we're Nando's?
We'll send the audio.
Oh, they'll be so pleased.
And if not next time, just a chicken shop.
Maybe that's why your mate took all his dates to Nando's, because he had one. Because otherwise it would just cost a lot of money. Otherwise, wouldn't
Maybe.
It? Maybe.
Could be a thing. But this went well. I mean,
the date has gone well. There was a second date lined up.
How is this in the news? I mean, who told the news?
Because it's one of those moments where, John, you won't know about this because you haven't got much of a following on Twitter. But if you tweet,
you've got a tick though. You've got a tick. I saw that yesterday.
I'm sorry. There are people in the office with ticks, and they're not even on air. So let's be honest. I think you can apply for one, a bit like a passport. And by law, they just give you one these days.
Not how it works, actually.
Is it not? Did you just wake up one day and you had a blue tick there?
All I've done is go around everybody I know's phones and draw a blue tick on. So in my name, because it looks like a wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I did.
But if you tweet something out that's quite funny, you get Twitter famous almost. And if someone, an actual celebrity, picks it up and retweets it, then it can get retweeted really thousands and thousands of times. Yes. And if it happens enough, then someone from a newspaper is going to pick it up.
So that's what happened.
That's pretty much what...
That's journalism these days.
That's how the news works these days. That is. If you ever see a funny photo on Twitter and you look at the replies below, it's just people from online newspapers going, oh, can we use this on our website, please? Can
at least that's
this?
Permission, I suppose. You wouldn't expect that.
No, exactly. Right. So, but that's pretty much how it works.
Anyway, that's a rubbish story.
I start off low.
Yes.
And I go high.
Yes.
Which is a bit much like height descending order for you and I.
Bit of an attack on me today, this is it. Anyway, all right, so, which is fine. Wait, though, for traffic and travel beckons.
Oh, anticipation.
I know. So, we have Matt. He's doing today's diversity paper review, and we will be back with more of it. Hopefully a bit more interesting than that one. Next, on Talk Radio, in the afternoons, it's just gone quarter past two.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tent driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease...
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the coastbound side of the M2 through Kent, a lane closed due to a van which has overturned between 2 at Shrewd and 3 at Chatham for the A229. The inside lane of the 3 closed there. To westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire, still very slow following an accident between 11 at Reading and 12 for the A4. Queue back towards junction 10 at Wokingham as a result. The inside lane was closed, all lanes are now open. And the northbound side of the M5, that's a real struggle. 6-5, Worcester North up towards Droitwich through the roadworks. All lanes there again open, but delays remain. I'm Stephen Beach.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
It's going to be a big edition of The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes. We're going to be talking about Mr. Trump, Mr. Putin, and the plot to hack America with 34-year U.S. security veteran Malcolm Nance. We'll be talking about one of the deepest and darkest and murkiest murder mysteries from the era just after the killing of JFK, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much with Mark Shaw. That plus the small matter of the discovery of 114 new exoplanets.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just looking through some of your reactions that have been coming in. I think you've got, I might have a couple there, Kieran. Just general reactions. You can get your reactions to us, of course, in the usual way. And that is in the Talk Radio reaction bins. You'll find them in car parks, outside supermarkets, up and down the land. You'll find them next to the bottle banks and those clothing bins that the Salvation Army have there for shoes and cloth. Next to that, Talk Radio reaction bin. Pop your reaction in. It gets picked up every Sunday in a reaction lorry, brought down to London and distributed amongst the presenters. Here's one that's coming now.
Gareth says, what is DAB and how do I find Talk Radio?
Oh, Gareth on the website
Gareth
team.
Gareth on the website team.
Hi, Gareth.
Really understanding his job.
Well done. And this has come in as well, which just says, Danny Dyer finds out his royalty on Who Do You Think You Are, then quits his job on EastEnders to live a life of leisure at taxpayers' expense. Bloody typical. That's from Outrage.
Shocking.
Whopping.
Shocking.
Right, so we are with Matt. He is doing today's Diversity Paper review. He's Jewish. And here he is, looking through the papers. That's his diversity. That's the sole reason he's here.
And it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Which only means one thing.
Yeah.
Chicken soup.
Come on.
Oh, it's going to be a Torah fun.
Shout out to Mother who's cooking it now.
Oh, shout out to Jewish Mother. Hi. Right, so we've already talked about a date stalker. From the Daily Mirror, where are we going next?
Let's go to the Times.
Let's.
Because I'm intelligent, and that's what I read.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Where
it was. This story's everywhere. It's about mammoths.
Yes, yes, I heard about this.
It's been recreated in 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is quite a long time frame. So obviously it's coming about because Article 50 is going to be a vote once we leave the EU.
Yeah.
Obviously that's when it's going to come. But a scientist in America has decided that the everyone's favourite prehistoric animal, the woolly mammoth, should come back.
It's not my favourite.
Is it not?
No.
What's your favourite?
Sabre-toothed tiger.
Of course.
That's much better than a woolly mammoth, isn't it? It's a tiger, like, with swords for teeth. That's much better than a woolly mammoth.
Hmm. I haven't really watched Ice Age for a while, so I can't remember any other prehistoric animals. But the woolly mammoth is going to come back. George Church, who is the scientist involved in it, he's a Harvard professor, believes that far from ending the mammoth story, it has merely had a hiatus. So it's going to come back. I don't see the advantage of bringing a woolly mammoth back because due to climate change, the Earth is warming up.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're meant to have a heat wave across the UK. And a woolly mammoth, well, the clue is in the name, it's woolly.
Yep.
It will overheat. It'll be very hot.
It died out for a reason, presumably, because mammoths were around during the Ice Age, which was the Ice Age.
Clear, isn't it?
And so evolution dropped the mammoth's wool and evolved them into elephants.
Yes, it's true. That's
as the world climate changed back then. So you're absolutely right. It's unless... It can't survive, presumably.
No.
Could you get a woolly mammoth and then just shave it down?
I don't... And then you could create hair for people that have lost their hair.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
The likes of James Nesbitt would be pleased with this news.
And Paul Nuttall.
Yeah. How do you... I saw the headline, but I haven't read the story. Are they
Neither
cloning...
we'll pretend.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, this is our pay-per-view, should be done.
Yeah.
So are they cloning them? Are they... I mean, what's the story? Is it like Jurassic Park?
Thanks to advances in genetics.
Yeah.
That's the key here.
Yeah.
The leader of the Harvard Woolly Mammoth Revival Team... As I'm calling it, the HWMRT.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will be tough, but the first fully grown mammoth lets out a bellow over the steeps of Asia once more in 2 years' time. And then I didn't print off the entire article because to save paper.
Okay. Great. So the quote that I'm reading here... said, the mammoth, according to this man, will be the first animal ever to be de-extincted.
Yeah, that's not English. A word. That's not
it's
a
not,
word.
It's not, is it?
No.
So they're going to bring back... But they could bring back... If that's the case, we could bring back anything. So we could bring
the
back...
The
dodo. People.
People.
And also, it makes a mockery of saving wildlife. Because if it can just all be brought back, why are we bothering trying to protect it?
I know.
So, you know...
Let's poach away.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that is an inexhaustible supply of animal stuff.
You're an esteemed travel writer. Why don't you go with poachers to travel to some faraway land?
Yeah.
Get some animals. It's fine.
I was in Rwanda saving gorillas from poachers.
Yeah.
On the border of the Democratic Republic of Congo just last year. Mm. Documentary yet to be broadcast on Talk Radio.
I'd love to hear that.
It's coming. It's coming.
Is it?
My documentary about Rwandan gorillas is going to broadcast late March, early April.
Is it now?
On Talk Radio.
I'm really excited to hear that.
Yeah. It's happening. But now, if I'd have known this, I'd have killed them all. Like, harambe'd them.
Harambe'd the gorillas.
Yeah, and then... But it wouldn't have mattered, because we could just build new ones.
What animals would you bring back, though? What have we lost?
We've lost the dodo.
Lost the dodo.
What better than... Why don't we create new animals?
Let's mix them together.
Hybrids.
Out of all the extinct animals. So it's like a mammoth with a dodo's face. Or a giant woolly dodo.
Or a tiny little mammoth.
A saber-toothed dodo. Imagine that.
Just dinosaurs.
All dinosaurs.
All dinosaurs.
Come back. Yeah. It is like Jurassic Park, you see?
Mm. This can't go wrong, can it?
No. David Bowie. I'd bring him back.
David Bowie, yeah.
A saber-toothed Bowie. But back.
The artist formerly known as Prince, formerly known as Prince.
Yes, yes. But woolly.
Woolly. With shaggy hair.
And a dodo's face. When dodos cry, he can sing. Yes. I think we're on something here.
Be great. All the artists that we lost last year.
What do we got next?
Let's go.
It's final story now.
Is it?
Tell me about the hacking dolls.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. This is in Germany.
Yeah.
There are dolls. There are little dolls that babies can have. Children, young daughters, perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps some of your own, John. But the issue is they're connected to the internet, and the point is that you can speak to the doll and they'll reply. It's a bit like Siri or Google Play or whatever it's called, built into a doll.
Yeah.
But the problem is that hackers have been hacking into the dolls, which then spy on the little children.
Oh, no.
Which is a slight issue and a little bit weird.
It's a bit sinister, isn't it?
Mm.
So they've got cameras in.
They've got cameras in, and they can record the voices so they can take that information away, so anything that the children might be saying...
As soon as someone said, I know, let's give a child an internet-connected doll, that's a mistake right there, isn't it?
No, I agree. And it is a bit of a worry that that can happen, because we've all seen Chucky.
Yes! Yes.
Actually, I haven't.
No, neither have I. But I've heard of it.
Yeah.
So it's fun. We haven't all seen Chucky.
It's a scary film.
But I know it's about a haunted doll or something. There was another film about a haunted doll, The Conjuring.
I saw that one. That was terrible.
Did that have a haunted doll in it?
Yeah, it had a haunted doll.
That was
it.
New in the cinema a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
No,
years ago.
Was there?
We had to go because Les Mis was booked out.
It's a great film.
They're quite similar.
Yeah,
but you're right. I think it's a problem, isn't it?
It's a real issue.
My issue though is, as a hacker, what valuable information are you getting off a 4-year-old, like their mother's maiden name or like credit card details? It seems like you're not going to get any money out of a 4-year-old child.
Mm. Well, it might be more sinister intentions.
Oh.
Let's stay away from that.
Let's move on.
Let's move right on from
there.
But I think an internet-connected doll was a stupid idea in the first place. Let's be honest.
Mm.
There
are many stupid ideas out there, like bringing the woolly mammoth back.
No, we've discovered we like that one. I would bring that back, but put cameras in its eyes.
And then
make it vulnerable to hacking.
Mm.
Well, look, we're almost out of time. Is there one more?
Really quickly. Do you remember the guy that made the YouTube channel about chicken wings?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you're cool and hip.
Hey, I'm cool and hip.
Do you know even how
I'm
to get
down
onto YouTube?
Yes, hashtag YouTube. I'm totally down with the memes that people have now. So
have you seen the ones about you?
The memes. No.
I'll show you up. It's great. Elijah Quashy, his name is. He's from London, and he made the fan page The Pengest Munch, which to you and I, John, is tasty food. Peng?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's well peng.
What?
Peng is a term
tasty.
of gratification.
No, it isn't.
And munch is food. So if if I came to your house and said, have you got any munch, I would expect you to provide biscuits and crisps.
And that would be peng.
But that's... It's not pay. That's munchies. I'll give you.
Munchies.
I'll grant you that.
I'll give you munchies.
Yeah, I'll grant you that. But which are also sweets, aren't they? Chocolate sweets.
Hmm.
But I'm not having this peng nonsense.
No.
No, it's not a word, is it?
It is.
It is now.
It's a national park in India at best.
Never
back
been.
To wildlife.
Back to wildlife. Here we go. So he created the YouTube series The Pengus Munch, it's, tasty food.
Well, I hate him.
And he gave 5 stars to a chicken wing shop, and that's had so many hits and so many visits because of the. I'll tell you his review. If you don't understand it, John, let me know. I can't say I've had a better wing, and Bosman was on point with the strip burger.
Stop you there. What?
I can't say I've had a better wing, better chicken wing. You've got that.
Yeah, well, I do understand that.
And boss man.
Yeah, what's that?
Like the head, right?
Like, so like Top Cat.
Yeah, so boss man is just like in charge of
the chicken shop.
Exactly. So Paul Ross. Well, what did he Paul just Ross call might him, be the boss
why
man.
Why didn't he just
radio.
Say the manager of the chicken shop?
Because it's the same way Pengus Munch is called taste isn't called tasty food.
I hate the world. Is the man right? Do it. Okay, you give me it again.
I can't say I've had a better wing.
Yes.
And boss man yes. was on point with the strip burger.
Right, on point.
On point means that's good.
Okay.
Like your hair is on point.
Thanks.
You know, Victoria, your clothing there on point.
All right. What about a strip burger? What about Victoria's strip burger?
Strip burger. I think that literally means the type of burger that he ate.
Is Victoria's same. Strip burger on point?
I've never had a strip burger. Okay. But if you'd like to make me one. Just oh God, that, I wish the webcams worked.
That wasn't. Anyway. Right, so in English that is said I like
the strip burger.
I have had a nice chicken wing.
Yeah.
And the manager of the chicken shop was quite correct.
Yes.
With his
strip burger.
Thin beef burger.
Yes. And essentially it's made a lot of people go down to this particular chicken shop. And has meant that they've raised the prices.
Right.
Because, as we all know, supply and demand. But they've right... a quashy meal... I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
It used to cost £1.99. Now, £2.49.
Oh.
Hashtag Brexit Britain.
Hashtag chicken goals.
That's a full pound.
That's £1.50.
Oh, it's £1.50.
Oh, no, that's, it's not. It's 50p.
Is it 50p?
It's 50, sorry.
I don't know, more financial news in the next half an hour with our financial experts, Blom and Kieran. Thank you, Matt Blom.
Thank you, John Holmes.
For the Diversity Paper review. And remind us of your diversity.
Jewish, off to have some chicken soup.
Of course you are. Will it be on point?
It will be on point and Pengus Munch.
Don't say that anymore. Right, thank you very much indeed. In the next half an hour of the programme, our end of the week quiz, our big debate at 3. Live music in the last half an hour of the programme as we drag a busker in off the streets. But now, just after 2:30, here's Victoria with the Pengus News.
Talk Radio.
Tony Blair's been accused of arrogance after he urged Remain voters to rise up against leaving the EU. In a speech, the former Prime Minister said people back Brexit without knowing the true cost and should be able to change their minds. John Redwood is a Eurosceptic Tory MP.
He should understand the democratic process. The Parliament gave people the right to make the decision about Europe. We had an extremely extensive debate. His side did nothing but pour scorn on the idea of leaving and tried to say that freedom would be bad for us, and people didn't agree with him.
One of the ringleaders of the Hatton Garden heist has pleaded guilty to taking part in a similar raid in 2010. Danny Jones has admitted burgling a store in London and stealing £1 million worth of jewellery, precious stones, watches and cash. Unilever has turned down a proposed merger with global food giant Kraft Heinz. Despite the rejection, Kraft, the company behind Heinz Ketchup and Philadelphia Cheese, says it will continue to work towards an agreement. Drivers of some of the most polluting vehicles are going to have to pay an extra £10 for driving through central London. Vehicles will be charged if they don't meet Euro 4 emission standards. That's typically petrol and diesel cars registered before 2006. And First Direct has been named the best current account provider in a customer satisfaction survey for the 7th year. Barclays came bottom of the poll by Money Saving Expert. The weather, most places dry, cloudy and mild. The best of any sunshine in the north and east. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in about 25 minutes because John can't run to time. Hi, John.
Hi, Victoria. Sorry, I just popped out there to get some honey and lemon drink.
Oh, because you're still ill.
I am ill.
That's a horrible noise.
But I have come into work because I'm a brave little soldier.
And you're intent on infecting the rest of the workforce here.
Yeah, but the problem is I mean, yes, because it's just there to... Sam Delaney started this.
You're blaming Sam, are you? Yes. He's not here to defend himself.
No, but he had the first illness, and now I've got it. And
what were you doing with Sam to catch it?
He was in this tiny airless studio, isn't he? And so it just germs.
You don't really spend much time with him, though, so I'm guessing you must have
done something out of hours together, maybe.
No, he just came in and was ill. Anyway, you said there's going to be more news in some minutes.
Yeah.
There's not, though, is there?
There's more.
Well, there
now.
Is, but there's more now.
I've also got Ben. I don't know what you want to do first.
Oh, hang on to Ben. Because it's time for... I mean, don't hang on to Ben, because he'll report
I think he'd like that. He asked me to go to Venice with him the other day.
Oh. Hello. Yeah. Ben from the sport?
Yeah.
What are you going to do in Venice with him?
Well, I don't really want to talk about what he suggested on air.
Oh, well, you brought it up.
Yeah.
Take you up the canals.
I think that's the idea. Mm. Mm. Haven't said yes.
I wouldn't.
It's going to cross your bridge of sighs.
Can I do the animal news now?
Yeah, if you want. It's Victoria with bonus news, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up. It's animal news, it's vegetable news, it's mineral news. Today it's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
And the reason I should be ashamed is because I parcel taped Victoria to her chair while she was reading the news.
Against my will. Yeah. And then you ruined my hair.
Yes.
Making a large amount of it come out. You just yanked it and hurt it. Hurt me. Anyway, after 4,500 years, woolly mammoths could be making a comeback.
We've just been talking about
it. I wasn't listening.
Heard it already.
Fine. You haven't heard this. Firefighters in Northern Ireland.
Heard it.
What?
Not really.
Oh. Firefighters in Northern Ireland have used an unusual method to rescue a lamb which had fallen 8 feet into a drain. They downloaded an app that made sheep noises to lure it into turning around, but not before doing their best impressions themselves.
Roger, Sheriff Oscar 4-3, Firefighter.
But then they what?
Did we just sit here and listen to sort of 15 seconds of sheep noises?
16 seconds.
I stand corrected.
One of, yeah, but they were firefighters' sheep noises.
Yeah.
I want to hear yours. Come on, John. You're good at gorilla. Do a lamb.
Meh.
Okay, good.
Meh.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
That wasn't any good.
That was all right. It was solid.
Sounded like Boris Johnson.
Well,
and yeah. Going bear. Well. Or Melchett from Blackadder. Can we hear yours? That's
oh,
good.
That's that was good. Very good.
Thanks. I didn't even practice.
No.
That was fab.
Thank you.
She did practice.
I didn't. The only reason I didn't.
She asked us to do it because she wanted to share.
No.
Is this your party trick?
Can be now. Anyway, so apparently that wasn't what worked anyway. They used a sheepdog to bring the animal to safety.
Did the sheepdog have to make sheep noises?
That's not how they do it, John.
Oh.
And in celebrity animal news, a dog has reportedly weed on David Walliams during filming for Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, in a Moscow hotel room?
No.
Oh.
The Daily Star claims that happened when a contestant was hosting like an animal yoga segment and they got the judges involved. And the Daily Star's source says, what was even funnier was that Simon was having trouble doing the yoga because of his dodgy knees. So, yeah, there you go.
Is that the end of Animal News?
Yeah. I mean, you stole my thunder with the mammoth stuff.
We did do mammoths.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, you could do it if you want.
No.
Fine.
But I will mention that I haven't got the information to hand, but a baby rhino has frolicked in its first mud bath.
Has what?
Frolicked.
Frolicked in its first mud bath.
Frolicked?
Frolicked.
Frolicked. Okay.
Where?
Chloe, can you search
for hello. Here we go.
Rhino, please?
What, you're just telling Chloe to go out and search for rhino? I mean, that's... She hasn't got time to do that. She's got to press buttons.
No, the information is on our...
She'd have to go to Africa.
Press cancel, and then yes.
Chloe, just to explain, what happens is there's a computer system that Chloe, through the glass, has got control of it, which controls Victoria's screen, which is in front of her, in another ludicrous layer of technology we don't actually need.
Mm.
Go on.
So, a baby rhino has frolicked in one of her first mud baths at a British wild Animal Park after spending the last month keeping warm indoors. Little Rakura, I think. The mouse is in the way.
There's a mouse.
Rakuru!
is it a mouse or a rhino?
No, that was the technological mouse.
Oh.
Rakuru was born last December at Port Lynn Reserve in Kent and was joined by
That's
a
near
mother.
My house.
Well, you could go have a look at Rakuru.
I could, yeah.
With her mother, Nyasa, and they wallowed in the mud together. They loved it.
What, you and Ben in Venice? Venice?
That's not happening.
Oh, well, you brought it up.
Would you have to pay, or would he pay for you to go to Venice?
We haven't discussed the finer details of it.
I see.
But he's suggesting it's going to happen in April.
Right.
Ooh. I don't know what his wife thinks of that, right. though. Yeah.
I didn't know
he's
he
got
had a
baby.
Is he going to take you up the Grand Canal? Or one of the minor ones?
We haven't discussed the logistics.
All right. Well, do keep us posted on that, won't you?
I'm not sure I want to.
Speaking of Ben.
Yes.
Now, earlier on the programme, in Victoria's News, of course, what we heard was Tony Blair talking about Brexit. Now, it's all over the news today that Tony Blair has urged the British people to rise up against Brexit. But he did this in a speech involving a metaphor of a bus travelling. Now, to my mind, that makes an already complicated subject more complicated because Brexit is complicated. The symbol of Brexit was, of course, perhaps arguably the red bus with the NHS lie written down the side of it about £350 million being spent on the NHS, it could be spent on the NHS rather than Europe. Okay, you remember that. But Tony Blair is now using a bus as a metaphor. I think it's confusing. So earlier on, to make it easy to understand for us all, we overdubbed him with the word, where he said bus, with the word train, which was fine. But then, of course, he talked about milestones. We had to come back and overdub that because milestones are on the road, not the train tracks. And then, of course, he talked about passing the landscape. Mm. Now, if we play the original, if we play the second one, OK, so we play the one with the train and the signal passed at danger.
So that's at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's in the two. Was it 2 o'clock we did that? Yeah, the 2 o'clock bulletin. That's right. So if we have a listen to that, it's kind of sort of a work in progress. Okay, so, and I'm convinced that, I mean, I've got many, many messages here that tell me that I have made Brexit simpler to understand.
People are telling you that?
Just by doing this.
Are you lying? Has anyone actually...
No, it's very complicated, and I've cut through with my overdubbing of Blair. Right, so we replaced the word bus, and we replaced the word milestone, and it sounded like this.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this
train.
Bus. They're being driven. And as we pass each milestone...
Signal passed at danger.
The landscape in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus
is travelling. Train is travelling.
Right, that's fine, isn't it? But they only mentioned landscape. So my problem with that is you also get landscape out of a bus. It's not specific to trains. So we had to change it again to make it more train specific. And that is how we got this.
The Prime Minister and government are not masters of this situation. They're not driving this
train.
Bus. They're being driven. And as we pass each milestone...
Signal passed at danger.
The landscape...
Upper crust baguette shop.
...in which we are operating changes, not because we willed the change, but because this is the direction in which the bus
train is travelling.
See? Now it's clear. It's all train now.
Yeah. Now it makes sense.
There. So thank you, Victoria. You've helped a nation.
You're welcome.
Okay. Right, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. In the next bit of it, it is our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. All of the big stories of the week. But can you work out what we did with them in days gone by? It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions. And you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own seven-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Buster, now on. Quick Step and Dante Laminate Flooring was £14.25, now just £10 per square metre. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the London-bound side of the M3 in Surrey, a lane block due to a breakdown between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25. Not helped by the roadworks. Inside lane is closed. Westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire, still very, very slow. That's following an accident between 11 at Reading and 12 at Teal, with queues back towards Junction 10 at Wokingham. And the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, a lane block due to a breakdown between 16 and 17. That's the crew turn up towards Sandbach and the A534 through the roadworks. I'm Stephen Beach.
Buy a SEAT between the 17th and 28th of February in the Big Getaway, and we'll give you £250 to fuel your next adventure. Plus, take a test drive and we'll give you an extra £500 off list price on top of all existing offers. Search SEAT for more.
Subject to availability when ordered between 17th and 28th of Feb and delivered by 30th of June 2017. Retail only. T's and C's apply. Free fuel offer details at sayatfreefuel.co.uk.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio that you're listening to. Very shortly now, the end of the week quiz. However, before that, don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. Now, that works like this. You've heard of Radio 2. You've heard of Radio 2.
I love Radio 2.
Don't say that too loudly around here. Radio 2, Simon Mayo, of course, has All Request Friday on a Friday. It's when you can call in to Simon Mayo's programme or text him or tweet him to play requests and dedications for loved ones. But the thing is about that, it's music. Well, who wants to hear that on Friday? Ludicrous notion. We can't do it anyway because of our regulatory licence. So, we're a speech station. So we can take your requests for speeches and talks. It's what we do on a Friday. It's Some Request Friday. Get them into us. And if we've got the speech and the talk, we'll play it for you. Hi, John. Hi, John. Kieran. Chloe, Asprodcast through the glass, Asprod Marta and Victoria with the news. I'm very happy today, this is from Andy by the way, I'm very happy today as I'm celebrating that on this day in 1876, the great Julius Wolfe was the first to put sardines in a can. I love fish in general and tinned sardines in particular, and my life certainly wouldn't be the same without them. So to celebrate the day that someone called Julius Wolfe put sardines in a can in 1876, please could you play for me today Kim Jong-un's opening speech at the 7th Congress of the WPK. Well, Andy in Carlisle, yes we can, yes we will, for Some Request Friday, especially for you and your love of sardines. Here's Kim Jong-un.
친애하는 대표자 동지들, 오늘 우리는 전당 전군 전민이 주체혁명의 최후 승리를 하루빨리 앞당겨올 배신과 신심 드높이 제국주의자들이 온갖 위협과 광란적인 도전을 짓부시며 전인민적 총진구를 과감히 전개해 나가고 있는 자우만 투쟁 속에서 역사적인 조선노동당 제7차 대회를 진행하게 됩니다. 나는 먼저 대표자 동지들과 온 나라 전체의 당원들 그리고 인민군 장병들과 인민들의 다함 없는 충정과 여러 같은 경모의 마음을 담아 조선노동당의 창건자 건설자이시며 백전백승 조선노동당의 강대성의 상징이시며 우리 당과 인민의 영원한 수령들이신 위대한 김일성 동지와 위대한 김정일 동지께 가장 숭고한 경의와 최대의 영광을 삼가 드립니다.
Oh, what a classic. Isn't it, though?
Oh, I loved it. Oh,
that takes us into the weekend.
It really does. It really does.
I mean, that is an anthem.
It's no 8th Congress of the WPK, but, I mean, it's close. It was close.
And it was. I mean, Kim Jong-un, opening speech. I mean, why am I telling you? You know. It's an absolute classic.
On repeat.
As you said, the 7th Congress of the WPK, that was his opening speech. For Andy and Carlisle, who is a big fan of sardines, it was on this day in 1876, of course, that Julius Wolfe was the first person to think of putting sardines in a can. So that's why we played that. For Andy in Carlisle, one of Kim Jong-un's greatest hits there.
I'm still overcome.
After the one that he took out on his heart. Half-brother in a Malaysian airport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and it's time to test the brand loyalty of a listener as we look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. That's right, it's the end of the week quiz. And what we do here is we take bits of the programme from the preceding 5 days, or in the case of this week, 3 days, because we weren't in on Monday and Tuesday. And we test the listeners' brand loyalty to the show to see if they can work out what happened next from clips. On the phone now is listener Belinda. Hello, Belinda.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Belinda. It's a shame you're not in Carlisle.
It is a shame. You can call me Belle, by the way.
Belle?
Yeah. It's a nickname for Belinda.
Okay, Belle. What do you do, Belle?
I practice mindfulness.
You practice mindfulness? Mm.
Well, it's kind of become a full-time occupation,
right.
As I'm sure you understand. You know, it takes up a lot of time.
So for those people who don't understand mindfulness...
What are we talking? There are so many of them, John.
This is the holistic approach to life, is it, Belle?
Yeah, you know, it's just about observing. I basically just gave up my job a few years ago and just sit back and observe and correlate what I've observed.
Kieran, did you know you went?
I went once
on a mindfulness.
What do you mean went once?
I went to a mindfulness workshop and to taste it out, and then realised that it was not for me because I didn't want to get in touch with my soul, so left.
Oh well.
And also, he wanted like 500 quid for it.
Well, that's yeah.
I don't have 500 quid.
How much do you charge, Belle?
No, I just practice mindfulness.
Oh.
So what you can do. Is just come and practice with me for free. I do it in the park.
That's nice.
On my way, on trains.
That's good, isn't it? Oh. Yeah.
Come with me and practice together.
Thanks, what an invitation. Well, Belle, while you're practising mindfulness, and I know you'll agree that one of the most relaxing things one can do is listen to this programme weekdays 1 to 4.
Absolutely.
And I hope you recommend it to your clients. But what we what we do now is...
Your clients.
Yeah, your park
people.
Come
with me, yeah. Walk with me
on your journey. Stop talking now. So what we'll do now is we'll have some clips of the program, and all you have to do, yeah. Belle, is tell us what happened next. That's it. Have you been listening all week? Of course you have.
I've been listening all week. Of course.
Excellent news. All right. So what we'll do then is we'll go into the week quiz and just test you and your brand loyalty and your mindfulness, and just to see how good you actually are.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with question number one, Belle. We start on Wednesday. And we'll start when we came back after 2 days off, where suddenly everything in the studio stopped working.
Have we got an emergency sign?
I don't know. Why don't you sing something?
What do you want me to sing?
Actually, no, don't. I'll, All right, well, look, you come in here. Come back in.
Yeah, and I'll take over that microphone while you go and get your notes, yeah?
Yeah, and well, not notes, or so. I'll just go and... If you come back, Dave's just coming back into the. Hi, Dave.
Hi, John.
Hi. Put the phone down now.
Yeah, put the phone down now. So I'm in here now.
Yeah, I'll go in there.
You go in there.
I'll put some music on.
Yeah.
Right, so what happened, you see, was we all came on air, and you'll remember, Belinda, I'm sure, Belle, that...
so clearly.
All the microphones just stopped working, so I had to go into the control room, which is where Chloe sits, and where Asprodcast sits through the glass, and I had to go in there, which is unpleasant at best, because Cass smells of egg, and thus... so does the whole room in there. And I went in, and there's a microphone in there, and I had to use that... in order to broadcast, which is why it sounded awful. Well, it sounds awful anyway, but you know what I mean. So, and then Chloe did a swear because she was trying to get the desk to work, so we had to dump that. Yeah, I know. Anyway, it was a shambles, is what I'm saying.
Coming back to me.
But, yeah. It was a shambles. Chloe said one of the worst swears as well. Anyway, so then I had to play a song, to like on the BBC or somewhere where there's a, used to be in the old days when there was a fault, and you'd just play you some light music. So I played some music to cover the error while we fixed it, thus keeping the trademark smooth running of this show intact. But the question is, what song did I play? Was it A, Florence and the Machine? Was it B, Bon Jovi, Living on Prayer? Or was it C, Poison by Alice Cooper? Which of those songs did I play to cover the mistakes?
Right, I'll tell you. It was definitely, this happened on Wednesday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's A, you played Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine, let's find out if you're right.
John, are you going to press the button? I mean, the door's closed now, so you can't hear. You have to shout, John. Shout, are you going to press the button? Ah! That's Florence and the Machine there, on Talk Radio.
Here's the right answer, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I was observing, correlating.
It was the only machine around here that was working, frankly. Right, here's question number two. A comedian and man, Stephen Bailey, came in here. He was a guest yesterday, and he came in for a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Which is how we get all our guests. During the interview, I said he looked a bit like Mick Hucknall, which then reminded him, Stephen Bailey, of a time he once had relations with a Mick Hucknall impersonator.
There'll be a version of both of us.
There's a gay version, there's a gay me.
In a travel lodge right now.
Yeah,
with a
gay
time.
Me and a straight you in a travel lodge. That's happening right now. In another universe.
Yeah.
That could happen. There is another version of you.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's Mick Hucknall. Because you look a little bit like Mick Hucknall, don't you?
Okay, really, one that is offensive.
Yep. Right, and what acceptable afternoon phrase, bearing in mind our time at broadcast, did Stephen then use to describe what he once did with a Mick Hucknall impersonator? Did he say that they enjoyed Rumpy Trumpy? Did he say they enjoyed a gentleman's bottom adventure? Or did he say... Pom pom.
Yeah, I remember it, you know, as if it was yesterday.
Yes.
It's C.
C.
Pom pom.
Okay, let's find out. Here we go.
Two, I once, can I say this, had pom pom with a Mick Hucknall impersonator. Can I say that? Is it too early?
It's right, it's the right answer. We never got to the bottom of exactly what pom pom is, but we didn't dwell on it. Anyway, this is final question. Yesterday, with yesterday, Ellie, who was came in here to do work experience punditry. This is Ellie with a Y.
Ellie A or Ellie B.
There were two Ellies. Well remembered. There were two Ellies in yesterday. Yes, very good. This is Ellie with a Y, and she brought us Tech Talk, and it led to some impromptu poetry.
Do they fly?
I don't know, but
they
have
sky,
very, very...
In the sky, in Dubai. This is like Dr.
In
Seuss.
July.
Now, how high do they fly in the sky in Dubai in July?
L-E-Y.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know how high they fly. I imagine...
In the sky in Dubai in July.
Not L-E-Y. As high as their skyscrapers, because they've got the highest and flyest sky...
Ist.
Skyscrapers. There we go.
Good.
And
in Dubai.
One person.
In July. Ellie with a Y. Ah, and on it went for quite some time. We were, of course, talking about the drones that they, the passenger drone taxis that they launched in Dubai. That was in the news yesterday. Anyway, what was Ellie with a Y's reaction to the impromptu poetry after a while? Did she say it made her feel dizzy? Did she say B, it, she just got up and vomited into a bin? Or C, did she punch me full in the face?
Can you repeat A?
Can I repeat A? It made her feel dizzy. She felt dizzy. B.
Yes, that was it. That was it.
That was the one. All right, let's find out. Here we go.
This is making me feel a bit unwell. All this rhyming. I can't deal with it. It's making me feel dizzy.
Dizzy in Dubai in the sky. Belly with a Y. It's like Dr. Seuss in July. Anyway. I think you've scored some points. And I'm going to turn to Kieran, who's been concentrating on this, I'm sure, very hard. There were three questions there, Kieran. What we're looking for are the number of questions... This is how quizzes work, just teaching you this.
I know.
The number of questions that Belinda Bell got right. There were three questions.
Three questions.
What did she get out of three? That's the question.
There were three questions.
Yeah.
And there were three answers.
Yeah.
And she got three out of three.
Come on! Right. Over my shoulder. Hey, Belinda, well done, well done.
Thank you, thank you. And that's why I care, I need to practice mindfulness.
There you go. End of the week quiz. There'll be another end of the week quiz at the end of next week, of course. In the next bit of the programme, then, it's 3 o'clock, so there'll be the big debate at three. After the news, there will be all of the haters' texts and tweets read out live from the lift. Today, as podcast, we'll be doing it because Cornelius Carney's off. As the lift travels upwards through the building, its feature we call Ascending. And we'll bring you live music in the last half an hour as we drag another busker in off the street. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. You know where you should go this spring? Legoland. It's a great day out, and with two tickets for £10 from The Times, you could save up to £80. There's still time to collect the codes you need. Don't miss it. Only in The Times today. £1.50 booking fee. Input codes online. Conditions apply.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximise their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Ah, the soothing sounds of the panpipe. Close your eyes and you can almost believe you're being serenaded by villagers in the foothills of Machu Picchu, not hanging on for someone to answer your call. But if you're not a fan of faux Peruvian hold music, you'll be pleased to hear you can now do your tax online instead of waiting around on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Blair wades back into politics. Hatton Garden Raider behind another heist and Nurdles on most beaches.
Talk Radio.
Leave campaigners are accusing Tony Blair of being arrogant as he uses pro-Europeans to rise up against Brexit. The former Prime Minister says voters last June didn't know the true cost of leaving. He claims the government's pressing on with a decision which will leave millions worse off.
What was unfortunately only dim in our sight before the referendum is now in plain sight. The road we're going down is not simply hard Brexit. It is now Brexit at any cost.
But Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who campaigned to leave, says he has no right to comment.
This is the guy who would have taken our country into the euro with what would have been catastrophic consequences. This is the guy who dragooned the United Kingdom into the Iraq War with consequences foreign ministers are still trying to deal with.
One of the men who's in prison for his part in the Hatton Garden raid has admitted previously burgling a jeweller's. Daniel Jones tried to break into a safe containing millions of pounds worth of jewellery in 2020.
2010. A man who murdered a teenager in West Dunbartonshire has had his sentence reduced following an appeal. John Leatham was jailed for life with a minimum of at least 27 years for killing Paige Doherty, but that's been cut to 23. A search of hundreds of beaches across the UK has found almost three quarters of them are littered with tiny plastic pellets. They're called nurdles and they're used to make new plastic products, but they can escape into the environment and end up getting washed out to sea. And Caroline Flack is moving from the small screen to the stage. The TV presenter is going to make her theatrical debut in the musical Crazy for You alongside Olivier-nominated Tom Chambers. I'm finished.
Oh, right. Sorry, I had to... listening, really.
I know.
Did you do the weather?
No.
Oh, would you like to do the weather?
Well, I've got it here.
There it is.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places dry, cloudy and mild. The best of any sunshine in the north and east. Highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from Donald Trump's slightly erratic news conference. Suddenly attracted a herd of zombies.
I'm Van Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger insists he's not planning on retiring, even if he does leave
Donald Trump in the next couple of months.
The 67-year-old has been in charge of the Gunners for over 20 years and now finds himself in a position to come under increased scrutiny following
Russia is a
ruin.
No matter what happens, I will manage next team in the TA or somewhere else, you know, that's absolutely for sure. You do not stay somewhere for 20 years and you walk out of the
Elsewhere today, Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino has suggested Harry Kane might be one of a few players rested against Fulham in the FA Cup on Sunday. That's after their 1-0 victory in Ghent. Over on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 this year. Finally, West Indies cricketer Marwan Sambu will be cleared to bowl against England next month after a second bout in his career for an illegal action. But he's remodeled.
Russia and the United States got together and got along. And don't forget, we're a very powerful nuclear country, and so are they. There's no upside.
And there it is, Ben Fletcher's pre-recorded sport live today from Donald Trump's anti-press conference.
I'm allowed to say because anybody...
which attracted a herd of zombies. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So as Trumpty Dumpty continues to build a wall between himself and the press in a seemingly anti-press conference, as we've just been hearing, the news is reporting on how bizarre it was as a spectacle. Now, if you haven't seen the footage of Donald Trump's slightly odd press conference, what happened was that he heard there, he was talking about Russia, he was talking about fake news, of course. But then, just in front of startled journalists, he hauled a mattress out from behind his podium and appointed it as his new security advisor. In what he called a ceremony of urination, he just urinated on it with the words, "See how I urinate like a fine-tuned machine." He then unveiled an actual machine, similar to the machine that Florence, out of Offer Florence and the Machine, has, and then fine-tuned that machine by taking its weapons systems and fine-tuning them so that they fired alternative facts at the journalists who were forced to cower behind chairs. He was carpet-bombing them with his version of reality as he repeatedly bellowed, "There is no chaos," from his fat mouth. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it. To discuss, let's find out. Jason's on the line. Hello, Jason.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
Do you remember me, John? I'm a big fan of yours. We met on the Heath.
Oh, the grave of Ted Heath.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember you now.
Hello, John.
Hello, Jason. Now, you have called in because you heard me say the word carpet. And I understand that you are of the opinion that we do not need it anymore. You think that it's the end of... We see it every day, we take it for granted, but you think it's time to bring an end to carpet. Ban carpet, put it in jail.
Yes, John. First we let in the carpets, and then we let in those people who prey on carpets. You know the kind. Carpetophiles.
Yes.
Like Hitler. He was a renowned carpet eater.
Yes.
Get rid of them.
So get rid of them all. Just gone. All carpets.
Yes. Completely get rid of them.
When you say prey on carpets, you're spelling that...
P-R-E-Y.
Okay, so not...
Not certain minorities I'd be afraid to mention.
Okay. Right, so Stevie's in Rochdale on the other line, though. Hello, Stevie.
What is Jason banging on about, John? Is he crackers or what?
Stevie's in Rochdale. Stevie's in Rochdale. You've heard Jason there. He doesn't want carpets anymore. Hitler was a carpetophile. And that's good. That's reason enough, isn't it, to ban them, isn't it, Stevie?
Look, I'll say right now, I bloody love carpet.
Do you?
Well, what will we do without it, John? I mean, what else do you get to talk about? Shag piles.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Would
a,
you?
That's, well,
shag,
no. That,
would you?
Would I shag piles? No, it's
underlay,
a...
Underlay.
No, it's
underlay.
A medical advice would be against it.
Exactly.
Aladdin had a flying carpet. It was Persian, and therefore automatically a terrorist. It went on a series of bombings, and now it's on the no-fly list. I mean, am I the only one who thinks that sounds ridiculous?
I mean, so you think, and may no, I think a lot of people will agree with you, actually, especially Julie Hartley Brewer's listeners. you're saying that because a carpet is just Persian, it is a terrorist?
Yes, automatically.
Or just automatically, and therefore it should be on Donald Trump's list as well, the no-fly. You know, can you put a no-fly order on a flying carpet? Otherwise, what's the point of it? It's just a carpet, isn't it?
I think, can I just...
Yeah, let's bring Stevie back. Stevie, come in on this point.
Bring me back, because I'd like to have more of a go.
Go on, then.
Flying carpets, wait, right, okay, you ban flying carpets. Well, what are they going to fly on, then? Derelict triangles. John, it's mad. Same again, like red carpet. Yeah. Like, what would you put celebs on? Derelict triangles? He's gone mad, John. Also, my third BFF, Sarah's got a massive carpet burn and she shows it down Wetherspoons for a quid a go. What's she going to show now, John?
A Derelict triangle. Yeah.
Right, there you go. She charges £2 for that, John. Don't crash the punchline.
Listen to me. The proliferation of carpets has to be stopped. You've got woven, knotted, tufted, needle felt carpets.
Yeah.
The word carpet comes from the French word carpet, meaning plucking. Now, John, if your wife came home and said, look at my knotted, tufted carpet, would your first thought be she deserved a good pluck? No. You'd say I gave you a nice shag last week and kick her out.
No. Well, you know...
Yes, you would, you liar. Carry on.
We're talking about carpet. Let's look at the... let's look at the history of this slightly, because, of course, you remember... You heard of the phrase carpet bombing, obviously. Now... This began, of course, this was when America...
The Persians.
No, this was America. You see what you're doing? You are automatically assuming that bombing is to do with Muslims. And it's not, right? It's not. America dropped a Axminster on Hiroshima, right? Which is where we get the phrase carpet bombing. They, the Japanese, of course, attacked Pearl Harbor with wool-rich fibers. And this is where we get the phrase. What I'm saying is carpet, and I'm agreeing with you here, Jason, carpet has been used as a weapon of war, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think they're a disgrace. They're such a disappointment. I've been to Carpet World. It was a massive letdown, almost as bad as Disney World, or terrifying look into the void of pointlessness that is human existence world. You can see why they renamed it Hull.
Stevie, come back in on this, because I think Jason's calling you a racist.
Yeah, no, I think he is as well, actually, John. I mean, I didn't follow much of the thread of anything what he's talking about there, because he sounds like a freak. But he did sound like he was calling me a racist, and I'm the last person to be racist.
Are you?
Like, when I work
at... you're calling into a talk radio station.
I work at Frankie... Shut up, buddy, shut up! I work at Frankie and Benny's, and we serve hummus. Well, if that makes me racist, well, I don't know.
What would you do? Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Yes, I
don't like the Swedish, I will say that.
in Sweden, they...
I'll tell you what they're doing.
You tell us, John.
It's a trial in Sweden. Now, they're trying to get rid of carpet in Sweden. They've got no truck with it at all. And what they're doing is they've passed a law that says everybody has to eat carpet, right? And so what they're doing is they're... And weird you should mention it. They are cutting it up into the shape of triangles. And they are giving it out to the population, and so the population is eating all the carpet to try and get rid of it, and that's the way they've decided to do it because of environmental concerns. Of course, that's carpet. They've trained elk to munch rugs. They're getting rid of it all very slowly, and it's working over there, Stevie. It's working.
Rug munching?
Yeah, with elks to eat the carpet.
Would you rug munch an elk?
How dare you say that to John Holmes?
He's
one of bastard.
Sorry, just asking. And what would comedians do, John, without carpets? How could they do them funny scenes where they're hiding a roll of it and then, like, it unrolls and they come out and go, oh, I'm all dizzy and that? What are they going to do? Hide in a derelict? Don't work that one. Yeah.
There's a creature called a carpet beetle.
Yes.
They do no visible harm except in museums where they jam all night, singing the long and winding, intricate Persian detailing.
You're obsessed with Persians, aren't you?
Yes.
Did you mean to call this program, or did you mean to call Julia?
Well, it was either Julia or LBC, but I was up too late.
What I will say is, like, fair play to you, Jason, because you have gone further down the Google results than me, like, searching for carpet before this.
I will
give way on that respect.
There was a Swedish band who had an album called Carpet.
God, when did you stop?
The band Ceremonial Oath. They're a Swedish melodic death metal band.
Yes.
And thankfully, though, John said yesterday that everyone in Sweden was dead, so we won't be having to put up with them.
And there we must... leave the debate. Thank you very much. Could you sum up the debate for me, please, in one word, Stevie in Rochdale?
Shag!
Carpet. And Jason?
Filler.
Thank you. and we must leave it for time, among other reasons. What do you think? Do we need carpet? It's on the floor. Have a look down now. You might be able to see some. But do we need it? That is the question. I mean, we barely touched on it there. There's so much. I mean, what's beneath it? We could just walk on that. Do we need carpet, really? Do we need carpet in post-Brexit Britain when we've got pregnancy and different kinds of peas? Let us know what you think. A7222.
Text the word talk. Start the message of the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
That's right. Hey, listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
You know where you should go this spring? Legoland. It's a great day out, and with two tickets for £10 from The Times, you could save up to £80. There's still time to collect the codes you need. Don't miss it. Only in The Times today. £1.50 booking fee. Input codes online. Conditions apply.
We've got
got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Jet 2 Holidays offers so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5 star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the coastbound side of the M2 through Kent, a lane closed due to a van which has overturned between 2 at Strood and 3 at Chatham for the A229. Inside lane of the 3 closed there. Better news now on the London-bound side of the M3 in Surrey. It's still slow. That's following a breakdown between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25 through the roadworks. And still, a lane closed on the westbound side of the M4 in Berkshire. Recovery work of an accident continues between 11 at Reading and 12 for the A4. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show. This Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming into today's big debate. Of course, the question we were asking was, do we still need carpet in 21st century Britain? Post-Brexit 2017 Britain. We've got pregnancy now, we've got different kind of peas, so why do we need carpet? A lot of stuff coming in. What have you got there, Kieran? What's coming in?
Well, the texts have been alive with debate. Yeah. I refuse to go to Carpet World. I want a British carpet from a British store, says one reader, one listener.
Reader, yeah.
If I didn't have rugs, I'd have no material for my wig. That's from a J. Travolta in L.A.
Very good.
And finally, carpet stop Lionel Blair from tap dancing everywhere. Good advice.
Okay, and I've got, I think this has come in here. What does, this is referring to our callers, of course, what does Steve in Rochdale want to see? Does he want to carpet everything like the Nazis tried to during World War II? Of course, we know that the Nazis managed to carpet most of Europe. We're only stopped really when Winston Churchill put down some lino when they got to Britain. Interesting news today about the carpet, the beer-soaked carpet that's taken a break from EastEnders. Now, of course, you've seen this on the front page of certainly the Sun newspaper today. It's been reported a lot. The carpet in the Queen Vic on EastEnders has been there for a long time, but it's because of all the amount of drink that's been spilled on it, it's boozy. It's a boozy carpet, and it's had a meeting with producers. The producers now say the carpet has to take some time off and clean itself up, sort itself out. Interesting stuff. Do keep your actions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
Right, now, it's Some Request Friday. Every Friday around here is Some Request Friday, and that means you can request a speech or a talk as a request or dedication, just like they do on Radio 2 with Simon Mayo, except we can't play music, but what we can play due to our licence obligation is speeches and talks. So if you'd like to request a speech or a talk for a loved one, a birthday, a surprise, a wedding anniversary, or whatever it might be, then do get in touch with us. This is from Jerry in Sheffield. Hello, Jerry. Hi, John and the team. This morning, I found a fiver note inside a coat pocket, and I got very excited because I didn't remember putting a fiver in my coat pocket. I've never really worn that coat for a while in the first place because I like feeling the cold in my body as it reminds me of a time that I almost died in the snow. I had a great time. Now, I've come to a corner shop to spend my fiver, and my mate Ian, who happens to be in the shop as well, doesn't believe that I can request a speech on the radio. So, John, will you please play Mark Zuckerberg's speech at the APEC summit in Lima, Peru, from November the 19th, 2016, as my mate Ian believes that on Fridays... you can request a speech on the radio. He doesn't believe me. Thank you from Jerry in Sheffield. Well, Jerry, time to prove your mate wrong, your mate Ian, because, of course, it's Some Request Friday. It's what we do. Here it is, then, especially for you and your friend Ian. Mark Zuckerberg at the APEC summit in Lima, November the 19th, 2016.
You know, one of my favorite facts in public health is that if you look back over the last 100 years, the average life expectancy has increased by about a quarter of a year per year. And that's been pretty steady progress. So if we can keep investing to even just keep making progress at the same rate, then by the end of this century, the average life expectancy will be around 100, which implies that we will have cured a lot of the diseases that prevent the vast majority of people from reaching that age today. So this raises a big question. If we can make so much progress curing diseases, why aren't we investing more to do that even faster for future generations? In the US, we invest about 50 times more in treating people who are sick than in finding cures so people don't get sick in the first place.
Boom! Wow. What a classic.
Mic drop.
That is an anthem. A banging anthem. A banthem. Now, if that doesn't set you up for your weekend, I don't know what will. We were certainly all talking along with that in here. Everyone knows that.
Have you heard the remix?
Oh, where he puts the words in a different order.
Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing. It's just a whole new level.
I've been to one of those club nights where they play that.
Yeah.
And just everybody it's hard words.
Do the Zuckerberg,
they say. Yes.
Do the Zuckerberg.
Let's both do the Zuckerberg now.
Thumbs up. Like.
Look at that. Yeah. But that sets you up for the weekend, doesn't it? Mark Zuckerberg there at the APEC Summit in Lima, Peru, November the 19th, 2016, especially for Jerry in Sheffield. If you've got a request or for a speech, then let us know. It's this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
Now, regular listeners will know that on a Friday afternoon, we bring you live music. That's coming in the next half an hour when we drag a busker in, quite literally from the streets, taking them away from their pitch and thus losing them money and forcing them to perform at microphone point here in the studio as part of our busker sessions. Before that, however, this is your chance to hate me and the programme and talk radio in general, if you like. Because what we do is we take all of the texts and the tweets that we receive over the preceding week from the haters and we don't report them to Twitter. We don't throw them in the bin. What we do is we print them out and we keep them. And we embrace them. And we give them, ordinarily, to paid intern Con, who goes to the lift on a Friday and reads them all out live from the lift in a feature we call Con Descending, as the lift travels downwards through the building. Today, Con isn't here. So, it falls to Cass, Asprod Cass, through the glass. Who's not through the glass now. Theoretically, she's by the lift, reading the same tweets and texts out, but as it travels upwards through the building in a feature we've decided to call Ascending. The haters, they're going to hate. Seems more appropriate that Cass is doing this because she hates everyone and everything as well. So Cass should be in the lift now, or near the lift anyway. Hi Cass, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, John, I am by the lift.
All right.
I'm now in the lift. You've
got to change the radio.
Con showed me how to change the radio station, but I can't remember. No, I can't remember. I'll just do it. Right, I'm pressing the buttons. And we're off.
Okay.
At John Holmes 1, I saw something that reminded me of you the other day when the dog was sick. You're exactly like regurgitated tripe. That's nice.
Yeah.
Does John know how creepy he sounds when he tries to flirt with people? He's just a pathetic old man. That came in from Denise on text, probably yesterday. I was really pleased to hear Bob Mills sitting in for John Holmes. Then Wednesday happened. Back to Radio X I go. That came in from Chris. I suspect the reason Con and Victoria can't read is because they're permanently drunk. You'd have to tend to drink if you had to work with that moron. Came in from Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
At John Holmes, one is crap. That's from Mark. The best part of the show this week was when the mics broke. Two glorious minutes of not having to hear the voice of that angry dwarf. Came in from Zoe.
Zoe.
At John Holmes, one is about as funny as he is tall. It's from Leslie. And finally, if I were asked to describe John Holmes, I would say he's a stupid, indolent, misery, pompous, vulgar egomaniac. And that came in from Fran.
Thank you.
Right, I'm getting out the lift now.
All right, then.
Oh, the haters gonna hate. So if you'd like to abuse me verbally, or the show, or any of the team here, then this is what you do. You send your hate and abuse to 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then just put some hate in there. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
And write anything you like.
Hatred. Or you can send it me personally at John Holmes 1. J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S and the number 1. John Holmes 1 on Twitter. And you can be featured in next week's Condescending. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Friday. We'll do live music in the next half an hour. Victoria's going to have the news next.
Talk Radio.
Some breaking news. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed, killing six people in 2014, is admitted culpable and reckless driving on a separate occasion 9 months after the tragedy. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Tony Blair has been accused of insulting the intelligence of voters after calling on people to rise up against leaving the EU. The former Labour Prime Minister says those who voted for Brexit without knowing all the facts should have the chance to change their minds. Tory MP and Leave campaigner Ian Duncan-Smith has this message for Mr. Blair.
You can't keep asking the British people again and again and again just to give you the right answer when you and a few of your elites actually want them to do that. The answer is get on with it. Make sure we get the best terms Theresa May is trying to do and stop keep harkening back to a better position that you think we should be in.
One of the men in jail over the Hatton Garden heist has admitted being involved in a previous raid. Danny Jones has pleaded guilty to trying to steal stones worth £1 million from a London shop which made jewellery for Amal Clooney's wedding. Unilever's turned down what would have been the biggest ever takeover of a UK company. The firm, which owns brands including Persil, Marmite and Dove, declined an offer from Kraft Heinz. A man who murdered a teenager in West Dunbartonshire has had his sentence reduced following an appeal. John Leatham was jailed for life with a minimum of at least 27 years for killing Paige Doherty, but that's been cut to 23. And Morrisons is calling on local suppliers to pitch their products to the supermarket. It says research shows nearly half of produce consumed in the UK is imported. The weather's staying mild tonight with light rain and drizzle in the north and west, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be grey and cloudy for most with some rain in the northwest, highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Always end on a high, Victoria. Were you struggling near the end there? Mm-hmm. What was going on there?
Trying not to cough and choke on air. I'm not finished. I'm going
to
go.
No, go on. Just let it all out. Why? What have you been doing?
I've just eaten 2 cream eggs. They were lovely.
How do you eat yours?
I bite the top off, then I lick it out and eat the rest.
I can't follow that. Right, it's just gone 3:30 and we're going to bring you live music. You all right?
Yes, John.
In the next half an hour. Listen to Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And we bring you live music in this half an hour, don't you know? That's what we do on a Friday. We go outside, we drag a busker, a performer, a singer and a songwriter in off the streets to perform for us. Today's is called Phil, and he's... hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. He's got to set his stuff up. So if we were... I'll tell you what, if we were Virgin Radio, right, or, you know, another radio station, right, we'd have done this before. But, you know, what we've decided to do is just let Phil set it up just while we're on air. Ordinary, you know, if Virgin Radio had Kaiser Chiefs in...
It would have been there.
They'd set up sorted way in advance.
I remember when Virgin Radio managed to get a whole performance on a train.
That's right, when they launched.
Yeah. We can't even do this.
We can't even... we struggle to get this...
Struggle just to do a basic...
basic thing. Well, that sort of sums this place up, Kieran.
Really does.
But we'll talk to Phil in a minute. We're going to hear two songs from him because that's what we do. But while we're doing it, though, we like to go out on the streets. We like to go out on the streets... And what we do there is we find people, and we like to ask the people what they think. Regular listeners will know we do this. It's the way you can take the pulse of the nation, really. It's the best way. We can sit in here, inside your radio, pontificating all we like about the news and current affairs and events, but what you really want is the view of the real people, the people, as I say, on the street. The man in the street, the woman in the street, the transgender in the street. Whoever's in the street, we'll ask them their opinion. We go outside, we send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they're addicted to crack. They go outside and they put their microphones into the faces of strangers and ask them, yeah, that's right, what they think. Today we've been out to ask them, do they think shopping bags or elastic bands?
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bag.
Shopping bag.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Elastic bands.
Elastic bands.
Shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Well, there you have it. That's what the people on the street are saying. They're saying shopping bags or elastic bands. But the question is, what do you think? Hey? Hmm? Hmm. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start it with anything you like.
But probably with the word shopping bags or elastic bands.
It would help.
Get your opinions on that coming in. And we'll sort of see what the nation thinks, really. Now, Phil is with us. He is a singer-songwriter. He busks. He's in the studio. He will be playing live for us very shortly. But before he does, let us say hello and find out about Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Have you just about set up now?
I think so, yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, what Phil has to be setting up, by the way, is an enormous keyboard and so on and so forth, which lends me... And I'm no expert, but I'm going to suggest that you play the keyboard.
Tell you what, you're right.
Yeah,
absolutely, you're right. I don't know how you got it first
look
time.
At that, look at that. That's because I'm a radio professional. So, tell us about you, Phil. Where do you busk? How long have you been doing it? What sort of thing? What sort of thing did you play?
Well, I mean, I've been playing music since I was since I was very small. But then I went to uni, studied there, did some more there, and then after just playing for a few years, did some like gigs and things like that, and then I got the opportunity through doing some competitions. I got to go for a busking license, so you had to audition for it. And I was one of the people who got chosen to do that. And after that, got the license, and all you got to do is book your slot.
I didn't realise that they very much run it like the X Factor or something. They'd get a busker's license. Is this in London, presumably? Is it?
Yeah.
So is it like that audition process? Do you have to go in with loads of others, take your turn, and impress a panel?
Yeah, the way it actually happened, we all had our own allocated slot for an audition that happened in Leicester Square.
Yep.
And just there was four of them there. We all had to make sure they chose a song for us to do out of our repertoire, and we had to do it and do it well.
So they sprung the song on you, but I mean, although it was one of yours.
Well, we had to give them an idea of what our list was like, just to kind of so we could show we did a bit of variety. We chose one we liked, and then they chose one that they liked. So to make sure we weren't lying about the songs.
All right. Well, look, we're going to take Traffic and Travel now, but we'll come back and hear a couple of tracks. So you're going to do two tracks for us, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what? So you're doing one of your own.
Yep.
And a cover.
That's the right.
What cover are we going to? What we're hearing?
The cover I'm going to do is Sam Smith, Stay With Me.
Okay, cool.
And the original is one I've written that's called Lost Boy.
Splendid. More from Phil, but musically, with the keyboard that I've astutely noticed he has. on Talk Radio in the next 20 minutes is what we do on a Friday. It's our live Busker Sessions. I'm John Holmes. We'll take Traffic and Travel next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M1 in South Yorkshire, a breakdown closes one lane through the roadworks between the 33 at Catcliffe and 34 at Meadowhall. The outside lane's been closed. Southbound side of the M1 in Leicestershire, the inside lane's been closed between 19 at the Catthorpe interchange and 18 for the A5 at Rugby. Recovery of a broken down car taking place. And finally, the coastbound side of the M2 in Kent, vans overturned, lane closed between 2 at Strood and 3 at Chatham for recovery. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
What drives you to attraction? Is it the taste of anticipation? Are you tempted by the touch? Is it hearing the sound of true passion? Experience the Jaguar XF from £289 a month plus VAT on Jaguar contract hire.
Business users only. Initial rental £1,737 plus VAT. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. VAT at 20%. Offer ends 31st of March. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Like that bit of production just said. It's Friday, which means it's Live Music Busker Session Friday, and our Live Music Busker today is Phil. You've got presumably Phil, and again, I'm no expert, but you'll have a surname.
Yeah, I do. It's Crocker.
Crocker.
Yeah.
Phil Crocker. And where would we find you on the social medias and so forth?
On most things, if you go and just type in Phil Crocker Music.
Yep.
So after YouTube, Facebook.
Yep.
And also on SoundCloud as well.
Yep.
But then on Twitter, if you want to go on to Official Phil C, I'll be on there.
Okay, fine. Right, what we're going to do is plug you in, because we've just got... Right, there you go. So I'll let you take care of that. So Phil is going to be playing a couple of tracks for us. He's going to be playing one of his own. He's going to be playing a cover version. That's what we get our buskers to do. We'll talk some more as well about his music and so forth. But let us hear from him. Are we up and running?
I think so.
You can have headphones on if you want. That might help you.
That sounds good.
There you go. Right, you know, like I said, when they do this downstairs at Virgin, it's kind of all pre-done, but, pre-done. You know, but here...
Not so much.
We literally, busk it.
We do.
Do you see?
On the fly.
Aaron, there you go. Right, okay, so what are we playing first, Phil?
First off, I'll do my original one, Lost Boy.
Splendid. All right, here he is, Phil Crocker, live with us on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Do something different. Let's go overseas. Wait, hang on, a change of plan. You'll see what I mean. Where we're going, we will never age. So you have all the time in the world to get my heart out of its cage. Swimming with the mermaids, a buccaneer pirate fighting, and dancing round the fireside with red engines. Sleeping on a cloud and playing chicken with the lightning. Please tell me that the stream won't end yet. Second star to the right and straight until morning. My heart, my mind, my time is yours. And let's never grow up, let us never change. In Neverland this can last an eternity. I was a lost boy until you found me. Until you found me. Do it without effort, up there in the sky. With you I need no reason, no truth or a why. You're a part of my being, you're a part of my space. In the land that makes you forget, could never make me forget your dirty face. You're sleeping with the mermaids and buccaneer pirate fighting, dancing round the fireside with red engines. Sleeping on a cloud and playing chicken with the lightning. Please tell me that this dream won't end yet. Second star to the right and straight on till morning. My heart, my mind, my time is yours. And let's never grow up, let us never change. In Neverland this can last an eternity. I was a lost boy until you found me. Until you found me. Had the chance to go, would you? There's no limit here to what we could do. When I look deep inside your eyes, I see those two shining stars that brought me here to you. Brought me here to you. Your lost boy brought me here to you. Second star to the right, straight on till morning. My heart, my mind, my time is yours. And let's never grow up, let us never change. In Neverland this can last an eternity. I was a lost boy until you found me.
Thank you. Live music on the radio on a Friday afternoon. It is a thing that we do by dragging performers in here, often against their will, it has to be said, and forcing them to perform at microphone point. Phil, thank you very much indeed for that. So you perform not just busking, of course, but you also do gigs as well, don't you?
I do, yep. Any of the venues I can find that will take me.
Right,
But open mic nights, I tend to get quite a lot of gigs at the Westfield as well, which is cool. And just anywhere in London I can find that does even events.
Have you just done it in London, or do you do it round and about other cities? Or
I've got to say, I haven't made it out of London. I've done a few in Guildford, but because that's where I went to university. But no, London's my main point.
All right, fine. Okay, we're running out of time slightly, actually, so we're going to hear your second tune. I'm just going to move your microphone up slightly from a technical point of view. That's all. Hang on a minute. Let me just fix that. Like that.
There we go. We almost got this.
Be a little bit nearer to that, if that's all right. Right, this is track number two. So this is a cover version. This is Sam Smith, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, let's do it. It's Phil Crocker. He's with us doing music live on the radio. It's Friday. It's Talk Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. And I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. Oh, this ain't love, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look. Gain some self-control. Deep down I know that it's never works. So will you lay with me so it doesn't hurt? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. Oh, this ain't love, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. Oh, this ain't love, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me.
There we have it. There we go. It is Live Music Friday. It's Busker Sessions. That is Phil Crocker. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Excellent stuff. So, remind us where we'll find you. Phil Crocker Music. We can just search for it.
Facebook would be Phil Crocker Music. SoundCloud, same thing. YouTube, Phil Crocker Music. On Twitter, just go official Phil C.
Thank you very much. Indeed. More live busking music session next Friday. Just for Yasmin Khan. Yasmin at Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan gets in here. I think I've seen some of the news today. And I've noticed that the news, I don't know about you, Kim, but I've noticed that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't even get my head around it.
Really? That's interesting you should say that, because many people can't.
It's shocking.
I know. But we're here to help, as you know, because what we do, we take the news, and it is complex, because Donald Trump has gone mad at a press conference, apparently so. That happened, of course. We know that Danny Dyer has left EastEnders because of drink or something.
Living a life of luxury.
He's washed up on a beach, and he's being called a noodle or something. I can't
remember. It all merges into one, doesn't it?
But it's all right, you know, because what we do is we explain the news through a medium of Japanese poetry. And we do that. We take Japanese poetry, five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. And we analyse the news through that. Now, ordinarily, it's done by paid intern Cornelius. However, because he's off, the haikus have been recorded by Asprod Cass, who works through the glass. Now, this is twofold of a problem. One is that she is northern from Hull, and so you can't understand a word she says.
It's a dump.
And the second, it is a dump. And the second is problem is that she's made poetry smell of her egg. So bear with us as we bring you the news in Hull Coos.
Danny Dyer leaves. EastEnders think he's Trump's new security chief.
Which I, for one, think would be a good thing. All right, I'm Danny Dyer. I'm Trump's new security chief. All right!
Get out of my borders! Instead of pub.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Racism. And you said that at the wrong time, because look, Talk Radio's head of diversity is here.
Hello.
It's Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And here she is. Hello, Yasmin.
Hi. Have we got two racists here today?
Yep.
Who's the new racist?
Now, this is Kieran, who has been...
Kieran Merchandani, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, he's claiming. Yeah. This is called claiming. He's trying to claim.
And he's...
I'm on your side.
You say this now.
He self-hates.
But if it came down to a parking space that you could give to me or John, who would you give it to?
I'd give it to you.
Yes, I win!
You. Unbelievable. That's just racism right there.
If I come on your show, will you pay me?
Let's have a chat.
We'll have a chat.
Yeah, all right, then.
Hang on, if I go on my show, will I get paid?
Yeah, I want to see both of your work permits. Now, Yasmin is with us after 4 o'clock, because she's here on a Friday, and it's Friday. She's got drive.
They only let me in on a Friday.
I know.
This is really bad.
What have you got coming up?
Mr. Blair has spoken from on high.
Yes, he has.
He has spoken from on high. Oh, my headphones have gone. So we're going to be talking about him. He's calling for the people to rise up against Brexit. We're going to analyse a little bit what he said, why he said it. He's not new. This is several people have said it before. Many people have said it before. But there's two things. One is the actual nuts and bolts of what he's saying. And the second is, why him? Why now? Why does he feel that he can say this?
There'll be an agenda.
Well, he's got a new organisation, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Funnily enough, that would get involved in all of this. Great story in terms of a great talking point about a cafe in Vienna that have started charging people who are just coming and using their lecky, basically, to charge their phones and stuff. If that started in the UK, and particularly in the cities, I think we might have a lot of... I think that I was going to say a minor revolution, but I think the tutting would go up a lot more.
The tutting would go up a lot more, but what you'd see is a rise in cafes that let you do it for free would become more popular. People would just go to those ones.
Yeah, but
so
then
make more money behind the counter, wouldn't
they? Is it free, or are they going to stick an extra quid on your latte?
Oh, there is
there's that. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. I think it's a great topic.
A latte about
that. A latte. Amazing. And also, Mark Curry, ex off of Blue Peter.
I'm aware of his work.
Currently the wizard in Wicked.
Is he?
He's coming in.
Mark Curry?
Yes.
Off of Blue Peter?
Off of Blue Peter.
Currently the wizard in Wicked?
There you go.
Never heard of him.
That's so mean.
I have. He wears glasses.
He's outside.
Why not? Glasses.
Not quite yet.
Didn't he? From the 80s.
That one. Yeah, and of course, we've got a new music review. That's all happening. And we're also going to talk about Ye Olde Woolly Mammoth.
Yes.
And
they're back.
Are they or aren't they? They're saying 2 years, possibly longer. We will get into the ethics of it. So it's kind of a fun topic, but also a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Because we're now creating things.
I'd love to see a mammoth.
Yeah, like a proper one.
But bring back saber-toothed tigers first.
Oh, you see, it goes back to the junior school list of what we all want to see.
Yeah.
Well, how far are we then from a pterodactyl floating about over Baker Street or wherever?
Brilliant news.
No.
Bring back David Bowie, but with saber teeth.
I only want to see brown dinosaurs.
You could have a reunion tour with David Bowie and then all the pterodactyls and things.
And that's why this is your last day.
Yeah.
So,
where did you find him?
I don't know. Anyway, Kieran, thank you very much for sitting
in
today.
Thank you very much.
Kieran with us, one of our work experience pundits, sitting in all show today. Yasmin Khan with you after four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you again, Phil.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right, we'll see you on Monday, 1 till 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hay.
Racist.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.